Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
I got bronchitis.
Bye.
Hey, look, it's a giant pile of stupidity. Looks like you found Common Man and T-Bone.
Big husky kid.
Anyway, glad you're back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Inside the NFL, all the news and notes you need. Did you say thanks for having me? You're on the show. Your name is on
I was going to see if you caught it or not. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for having me in. Appreciate it.
Produced by Panama Ted.
Too hot.
And a plethora of sounds that make no sense.
Hand me a stick of bubble gum.
For what?
Cracks and gaps.
Re-rack it.
Time to penetrate your ear hole. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Thursday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Oh, hello, man.
It is Would You Rather Thursday. Mm. Send in your Would You Rather tweets at Man and Bone 971. You can also text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Your chance to win fabulous prizes. Today's schedule day.
Schedule day is correct. We're excited about schedule day.
We will get to that. The official schedule, Ohio State schedule, for 2024 will be released at 4:30. It is expected to have no divisions. So no East-West, none of that. The rumor is you can have up to three protected opponents. Doesn't mean that you have to have three.
Oh, but you could.
But you can have up to three.
You could choose to have three.
Yes, well, I don't know who chooses that. If the conference chooses that, or if you choose that, I don't know. But we will find out everything at 4:30. There are leaks that are coming out.
Oh, it's a leaky ship over there, Mike.
It's leaky. And we're going to get to some of the leaks, because it's not my job to plug the leaks.
No.
That's their job.
No, we don't care. We'll tell you right now.
Yes, I'll tell you. But I have said that the only protected opponent that I want to see on this schedule is Michigan. I know for a lot of you, you want to keep Penn State. Penn State is dead to me. I don't care about them. I'm tired of propping them up, because every single year they circle that game, and that's the game for themselves, to make a name for themselves nationally. I'm tired of being everybody else's big time game.
Yeah, I will tell you this. It was funny, because today I stopped to get gas, and I actually went in because I wanted to get something out of the little freezer case or the refrigerator. I want to get something to drink. So I'm standing in line, and the guy behind the counter had a Michigan shirt on, and another guy in line said, "Get that crap off." You know, I thought, "Oh, it's a Buckeye fan giving the Michigan fan a hard time." Well, these two had apparently, this must be a regular customer at this gas station, because the guy behind the counter looks at the guy who said, "Get that crap off," the Michigan shirt, and he goes, "Yeah," he's like, "That's all right. You guys just figured out how to beat Ohio State. We've been beating them since 98. And I was like, "Well, this is not an Ohio State fan.
Who's been beating them since 98?
Michigan State, it turned out. This was a Michigan State and Michigan fan arguing. It was great. It was like 2 minutes in the gas station just listening to these guys argue. I actually enjoyed it. It was quite fun to hear other people argue instead of me usually arguing on this show. I liked it. But then I realized as I was walking out, I said, "Hey, by the way, you know, I obviously hate Michigan more than you do, but good for you for giving to the Michigan guy." He's like, "Hey, I got to tell you, nobody wants to play Ohio State. We don't want to actually do that. I was just saying that to that guy." And I'm like, "I know. Every team in the Big Ten uses Ohio State to prop up their program, including Meat Chicken. The biggest thing they've done the last 2 years is beat us. That's all they have to hang their hat on. That's it." So you're right, Mike. I don't need Penn State to get the nice little, I don't know, glow up from us. I don't need Michigan State necessarily to get. I don't care who gets it. I don't care which team gets it. In fact, if none of them get it, that'd be fine with me.
I'm not saying that, I expect an entire schedule full of cupcakes, and that it should be Rutgers and Northwestern all the time. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is, let's spread things around a little bit. All right? Let's go to USC. Let's go to UCLA. Let's go to Iowa once in a while. Let's not pigeonhole ourselves into the same old thing with Penn State, Michigan State. I don't care. As long as the Wolverines are on the schedule, last game of the regular season, that's all I care about.
I don't mind if you were going to tell me they were going to take a second team to protect. I don't mind that actually being USC. I think that's a brand name that is close enough to the Michigan brand name.
When we talk about protect, though, what does that mean?
Well,
does that mean we can change this around in 3-4 years? Because I'm not comfortable saying I want to protect anybody except for Michigan.
Well, I'm saying I could see this being a thing for the foreseeable future. My point is this. Ohio State should get first dibs on whoever they want to play to prop up the schedule in a little bit and make Ohio State, like, we should be able to say what we want to do, right? If Ohio State wants to play Michigan, of course, that's happening. We know the Big Ten would never allow that not to happen. But if Ohio State, if we want USC every year because we want to remind people out in California who really runs this place, then fine. I think we should be allowed to do that. I'm saying I'm not scared of USC. I'm not scared of UCLA. I think USC is like propped up a little bit right now. I don't think it's going to last, but we'll find out. I'd love to have that as a rivalry going forward if it became such a thing. But that's the only one I would say maybe, just because it's new and fresh. You're right. I've seen Penn State now for the better part of 30 years. I'm kind of done with them for a while.
So 4:30, we'll get everything. But there are leaks coming out. Urban Meyer's favorite reporter, Brett McMurphy, from the Action Network, tweets this out. Big Ten's 2024 conference schedule, sources told us, includes Michigan at USC, Ohio State at UCLA, all right.
Okay.
Wisconsin at Michigan, Iowa at USC, UCLA at Michigan, Wisconsin at USC, Nebraska at UCLA, Iowa at Ohio State, USC at Penn State, UCLA at Iowa.
Okay. I'm trying to process
There's two Buckeye games he has in there. He has Ohio State at UCLA.
Every USC and UCLA game, I think.
And Iowa at Ohio State.
All right. I mean, I was kind of hoping that we would actually get USC in that one. Maybe that's...
Well, I mean, there's a chance that you could have both.
Yeah, maybe we get both.
I mean, we're looking at two games here.
That's fair. But...
But it will be a 9-game conference schedule. So you have those two games we just said there. You, of course, can, you know, pencil in the Michigan game.
Yeah.
So that's not going away. So that we know three matchups for 2024. I would assume, because... You know, just because I said it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. I would assume Penn State's going to be on there too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's not. We'll find out, right? We'll find out if they protect Penn State or not.
Teddy, if you see any more leaks, pass them my way. Good to see you, Ted. How was your day off yesterday? Good?
It was pretty good, yeah. I had a great time.
Well, you listened to the show because you yelled at me yesterday during the show because I didn't play the right on-campus open.
I know. After I had sent you a update saying, hey, please play this one.
I don't read your emails. They go right to my blocked folder.
Good times.
Thank you, Ted.
Did you actually get your chicken sandwich this time, Ted?
I did, yeah, because a couple weeks ago they didn't have it. Didn't have any sandwiches, apparently. So, but
Popeyes we're talking about.
Yeah, yesterday they had sandwiches.
I saw they brought back the blackened chicken sandwich.
Yes.
Oh, did you get yourself one of those?
No, nice. I just got the regular because that's what I was wanting. So maybe next time.
I will say, for those of you who are trying to watch the waistline, the blackened chicken tenders or the chicken sandwich, those are good options.
They're very good. I will tell you, though, you're right. It is healthier in terms of fat and calories.
Yes.
Without having the information in front of me, I can tell you that blackened chicken sandwich has about 4 days worth of sodium in it.
Well,
that's though.
It may.
But you may wake up in the middle of the night and be like,
well, I'm just saying, if you're counting, well, you know what? You should be drinking water anyway if you're trying to lose weight. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
Just chug that water, baby.
All right, Reds and Dodgers this afternoon. It's not going well today. Last night, though, your guy, Teddy, Ellie, he was doing things.
I love him.
I'm sure Herbie had his shirt off. He was excited.
Well, does he like him or does he hate him?
No, because... he loves him.
Oh, he loves him.
He didn't know who he was.
Last week, he was so mad that C. Trent Rosecrans and Ken Rosenthal dared to say that maybe this guy's good enough that they could trade away Jonathan India, which, hey, they're not the only ones saying that. Jonathan India, you have 3 years of team control on that guy. You probably need some help, at least maybe another starter at some point. If, like, let's assume all these young guys are good. It's a reasonable discussion to have that maybe they trade away a guy like him to get some more pitching if you think this roster could win in the next 2 years. I don't think it can. It's still very young. But it was just something they threw out there as a possibility, and Herbie lost his mind. And then Ellie De La Cruz hitting
Herbie's got standards, though.
Hitting a 450-foot bomb last night. How about that?
Look at him. You know what I was more impressed by, though?
What's that?
That triple.
Oh, I agree with you.
And
that was
the
fantastic.
The speed in which he got to third base. You know, he looks like, I said this to you earlier, he looks like Ted Ginn running the bases. He's got that big, long gazelle stride. You know, that scene with Apollo Creed and Rocky running on the beach.
Yeah, and Rocky's like pumping his arm
Rocky
a million
looks
times
like he's
an
having
hour.
A stroke, and Apollo Creed just got that easy motion, right?
Right, he's cruising.
He looked like that routing the bases.
No, he's got what the easy speed, man. He's just fast. Like, and it's baseball useful speed. It's not just 40 time. I don't know what his 40 time is, and quite frankly, who cares? He gets around the base paths.
What 40 time is.
Dude, we're watching today. They're playing the Dodgers. I don't know if they're still down. They were down big last I looked. But when he got up in the first at bat, he hit a ball to the shortstop, but it was a little...
It was a squibber. It was in on his hands.
It was a little in between. And shortstop got a little fouled up on it. But you could tell he was kind of trying to gather himself quickly to, I got to get him. And he was clearly safe.
There was no way he was going
to
get him.
No, I know. But then he made a horrible throw anyway, trying to like throw it as quick as he could and had no form to what he was doing. And then he's on base on first and he's trying to steal second. Kershaw's on the mound. And sure enough, the pitch he leaves on, Kershaw throws it almost over his catcher's head. The catcher jumps up to grab it, barely is able to corral it, then tries to fire it down to second, can't even put a close throw on. Why? Because everyone's nervous about this guy.
Speed is intimidating. Yeah. I've been saying this for years, and I had people making fun of me. All right? Speed is fun to watch. You know, for years, Major League Baseball, and we're still there, kind of. But when you look at the numbers this year and the amount of percentage increase we've seen in runners going first to third and stolen base attempts, all of that, the game has more action now. The game is being played like it's supposed to be played. To me, it's not fun to turn on a baseball game and every single guy on the field looks like Mike Napoli trying to take a piss.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean.
What? I mean, I don't know exactly what he looks like, but I'll take your word for it.
Daniel Vogelbach.
Oh, God. Dude, by the way, my Mets are just god-awful. Vogelbach, I know nobody cares. I just want to bring this to your attention. This man was sitting there, I believe with a 1-0 count last night, looked at an 89-mile-an-hour fastball that was right over the heart of the plate, just stared at it. Then looked at a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Again, no movement, right over the heart of the plate.
That's not what his iPad said.
Looked at two of them.
To look for.
Two of them. And then promptly flied out because he's an idiot.
Sorry.
He sucks.
The big hulking.
I don't care. Get a mang. Get someone who can actually DH.
Kyle Schwarber's hitting 172, hitting leadoff.
Right. You know what? It's nice to see like an actual athlete playing baseball again. It is kind of nice to see a guy who's like, oh yeah, I don't know what else he could do. But Ellie De La Cruz, man, that dude can fly around the bases, and he can put the lumber to the baseball occasionally.
The baseball.
Baseball.
Hey, we got some big-time college football news that does not have to do with the schedule. And that's coming up next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Northbound 71 Southside, debris is blocking the right lane. That is at Stringtown Road. Use caution in that area. And keep in mind, the westbound I-70 ramp to northbound State Route 315 is closed for construction through late September. This report is sponsored by KFC. Everybody's going to want KFC's new Kentucky Fried Chicken Nuggets. Each hand-breaded nugget is made with 100% white meat and their famous original recipe. You've never had nuggets like these. That's finger-licking good. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Hey, weather is unpredictable. So is what comes out of my mouth. You never know what I'm going to say next, but your heating and cooling systems shouldn't be unpredictable. Poppycock. Keep everything running in tip-top shape with my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They'll never try and sell you anything you don't need. Call 1-800-COOLING. Or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Blech.
Uncomfortably talking about food.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
This is Man and Bone.
Happy Thursday. It is Would You Rather Thursday. Send in your Would You Rather tweets at Man and Bone 971. You can also text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Now, T-Bone's going to sell you something.
Well, man, I was driving my Valley Ford of Columbus Ford Mustang that I had purchased there at Valley Ford of Columbus. You may have noticed I purchased that a few months ago. Been enjoying it, taking it all over the place.
EcoBoost.
Yeah, nice little EcoBoost engine in it. Gets me 30 miles to the gallon and 300 horsepower. Get some. Anyway, that's a fine vehicle that I found at Valley Ford. And the best part about it was I had researched the vehicles that I was looking for. I thought I knew what I wanted, and I did, and we were looking for an Explorer for my wife as well. We found that, but when I got to Valley Ford, I said, you know, I am interested in the Mustang. I'm looking for this and this, and this is what I want, and my sales guys took me outside, and they're like, we got about, I don't know, six or seven out there. Let's go see if we've got one, and they had exactly what I was looking for at Valley Ford, not just for my wife with her Explorer, but with my Mustang. Their selection is top-notch. See the selection now, valleyfordofcolumbus.com, or stop by and see them, 70 and Hilliard Rome Road, right there on the west side of town. Easy to get to, valleyfordofcolumbus.com.
Thanks, Bone.
You're welcome, man.
Some, I think, to be fairly significant college football news today. Now, we have the schedule coming out, Big Ten schedule coming out at 4:30. There are some leaks and gleeks. That are trickling
out. Is your dad's eye putting out the schedule?
Yes, my dad's eyeball is squirting out the information in Morse code.
So just look at his glasses and see what it says.
Anyway, Captain Jack Sparrow, a.k.a. Jack Swarbrick, the AD at Notre Dame, is stepping down in the first quarter of next year. And replacing him will be NBC Sports chairman Pete Bevacqua. I like the name. This is very interesting stuff to me. Now, this could just be, look, Jack's been on the job for, what is it? When did he start? 2007, 2008?
It's been a while.
Around there?
Yeah.
Right. So it's been a while. Stained.
Yeah.
He's been on the job. He's an older guy. Maybe it's time for him to go away. And maybe Pete Bevacqua is such a big Notre Dame fan, and from all the reports that are, it's his family and then Notre Dame. That's how much he loves Notre Dame. I mean, he's leaving a pretty high-profile, highly paid position as NBC Sports chairman, right? To go take this job. Maybe he's got a passion. Got a passion for the athletics department, and he always saw this as the next logical step in his career. Or perhaps Notre Dame, seeing the future of college football, seeing the landscape changing, said to themselves, look, if Jack's going to go away, we need to find a guy who can help us navigate these waters, because I don't know how much longer we can continue to do what we're doing. And if we're going to have to join a conference, if we're going to have to get in bed with television networks on another level, wouldn't it be beneficial to have a television executive in our main office to help us along the way?
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. I do think it's a very good possibility that Notre Dame still wants to stay independent, as dumb as I think that is. And if that were the case, you could see why they would hire a TV executive, right? They could say, well, we're going to hire that guy to come in here and help us relate to all these other TV networks to find the best deal. Maybe it's NBC, maybe it's somewhere else. But of course, we also know that TV executive has read a lot of industry inside info and jargon and knows exactly what the industry is likely to do in the next 10 to 15 years, right?
Well,
would have as much info as anybody
heavily involved in this new contract that was just signed with the Big Ten?
Of course. I'm saying, though, I can see reading that both ways. I can totally understand how you might say, if you're one who believes Notre Dame won't join a conference, he'll stay independent, this is the guy who could make that decision for you. But it also seems probably just as likely to me that this is the type of guy you hire if you're saying, all right, we want to get in, but we want to make sure we get the most money possible. And if they're going to join a conference, who better than a guy who oversaw one of those deals just recently? Either way, I think the guy who's running Notre Dame's athletic department has to be someone who is aware of the fact that landscape's changed in media. Being independent needs to be evaluated under that lens. So he's going to know, as well as anyone, that it's really hard to be independent and make as much money as you could in a conference. I would guess if they ask him when he takes, I'm sure this was already asked when he took the job. There probably was a question of, do you think we should stay independent or not? I'm guessing he leaned not. You know what I mean? I don't think he would have been someone who's advocating for staying independent. But if they're going to hire someone and say, we refuse to join a conference, he'd be the right choice for that too, probably, because he has the TV background, knows that landscape. I just think if it's up to him and if he's making that call, I would guess he's advocating join a conference and get paid.
I just think that, and I know I've been saying this for a long time and Notre Dame has resisted, but I just think that it's too intriguing to join a conference. You know, we had this conversation about a decade ago. What should Ohio State do? Because it was clear that Ohio State was the biggest fish in the Big Ten. And why would you go along with the rest of the conference and dilute your power and have to share your revenue and prop up these other programs? Wouldn't it make sense for Ohio State to sort of spin off and do their own thing? But then again, these were the days of everybody thought that the regional sports networks were the cash cows of the industry. Right?
Sure. Yeah.
Everybody had to have their own network. That was the way you made money. Longhorn Network, Yes Network, NESN. You had to have your own regional network. And for a program like Ohio State, so powerful, if it was ever going to work, Ohio State would make it work, right?
Sure.
With the Buckeye Network, and you write your own ticket, and you're independent, and you can call your own shots. But you know what? The landscape has changed. These RSNs don't make money. We've seen that, clearly. Even these streaming services, they're starting to consolidate and merge into each other because the money's not where they thought it would be at this point. Joining a huge collective, it may sound counterintuitive when you have a huge brand like Ohio State, when you have a huge brand like Notre Dame. Joining a huge collective is your best shot at financial security for the future.
Well, and this all could change again in 5 or 10 years, just like it's changed three or four times.
But right now, that's where we are.
Yeah, and I also think, I mean, look at Texas and Oklahoma, specifically Texas, but Oklahoma is part of this too. They were not independent, but Texas was talked about like if anyone was going to go independent 10 years ago, it was, oh, Texas could. Look at that. They've got this huge athletic department, and they've got their own TV deal. Texas could go independent. And then it ended up the Big 12 just cratered. The Big 12 was nothing. And then Texas and Oklahoma basically ran that conference. They were not independents, but they were like a symbiotic independent living inside of a conference that did nothing for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What did they choose to do? Did they choose to stay in that path or even go further and say, the two of us are striking out on our own. We're free agents, baby. No. They said, please, SEC, let us in so that we can be a part of the giant cash cow. So if Texas and Oklahoma are doing that, it would not stand a reason that most big schools would want to continue to be independent. And I know Notre Dame says they have other reasons for this and they value their independence. That's all well and good. You value money. Everybody, if you didn't, why wouldn't you go hire someone who has no background in television? You hired a guy who just ran a TV network, or at least a sports part of a TV network. Doesn't that scream that you're interested in the TV money? I would think it does. So if you're looking at money, then the way to go is to get into a conference, and the Big Ten obviously makes a lot of sense.
Schedule stuff is dropping at 4:30. We'll keep our eyes posted for any more leaks on that. Would you rather stuff coming up next. And Lionel Messi has been on the job for a day in Miami, but he's been pretty good for business. We'll explain. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Southside 71 northbound debris has now been cleared away from the right lane at Stringtown Road. And you're also going to be stop and go moving along eastbound I-70 west side between Mound Street and State Route 315. Right now, that's about a 2-minute delay in through there. This report is sponsored by Wendy's Strawberry Frosty. Hey you, run to Wendy's and grab a Strawberry Frosty. Don't worry about canceled plans. It's worth it, but act fast like your date. It's gone at the end of the summer. Head to Wendy's for a Strawberry Frosty and that sweet strawberry goodness. Limited time only at participating Wendy's. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I looked down in the shower today and saw that my genitals are still living inside me. That means winter is still here. Too much information? Too bad. I promise I'll never talk about my hibernating dong again if you call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They'll make sure it's as warm as you want. Maybe even your cash and prizes will be so comfortable they'll pop out and say hello. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Off topic is on brand. This is Man and Bone.
You know, maybe you're saying to yourself that it's been like 15 whole minutes since T-Bone has sold you something.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry.
Don't worry.
He's fixing to do it again.
I'm doing it again. I'm telling you about the water in my house, Mike. We don't have any funk in our water because we have Kinetico water flowing through the pipes in our house, which is what we chose to do 3 years ago when we moved into our house over 3 years ago now. Time flies when you're having fun, I guess, with Kinetico. But KineticoColumbus.com, that's where you go if you want to get the funk out of your water. That is the place you go to find out how you get the water test so you can see what's wrong with your water, find out how to get it fixed by Kinetico. Their solutions are custom to what you have going on in your house. KineticoColumbus.com, check them out today.
You know, sometimes the trap that we fall into is, and I do it too, and I have to snap myself out of it, is thinking that if I don't care about something, then it's not a big deal.
Right? Yes, that's correct.
In reality, that's usually the opposite. I find that most of the things I don't care about are, in fact, a big deal. Star Wars, superhero movies, Pepsi. All right?
I like a Pepsi.
I'm just saying. People go to Burger King.
Sure.
Well, whatever.
Yes, I know. You're like, is Burger King still around? It's like, yes, it's one of the most popular restaurants out there.
Let them live. But, you know, for a lot of you that heard the Lionel Messi news yesterday, maybe you're not a soccer fan. You said, what the hell? Who cares? It's one guy. What does this mean? Well, let's discuss. We don't know how much money he's going to make, but it's hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, he's getting a share of the TV revenue from the Major League Soccer TV deal.
They're going to rename Major League Soccer like Major League Messi.
Messi Lionel Soccer. That's actually what MLS stands for now.
Whatever. But I'm reading this piece today. So he's signing with Miami. First game with the team is reportedly going to be on July 21st when Miami hosts Cruz Azul in its League's Cup opener in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
The lowest price for a ticket for that game on Tuesday was $29.
Sure.
Before all the news broke.
And by the way, Cruz Azul is a big-time Mexico team. Like, it's an important game. It'll be a big deal for them anyway, but then you add in this possibility.
Yes, but yesterday, now it's probably even more now, yesterday the lowest price ticket was $329.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Up from $29. That is a 1,034% jump. But here's the more staggering number to me. When you want to talk about what type of news this is globally with Lionel Messi coming to America to play soccer.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, Inter Miami on Instagram had 1 million followers. Which is pretty good.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Pretty good for a newer team.
A million Instagram followers is not a small feat.
No. So a million Instagram followers. Right now, I just checked it. They're knocking on 6 million. They're at 5.9 million Instagram followers. So Tuesday, 1 million.
Yeah.
Today, let's call it 6 because it will be 6. If you're saying, well, what does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. The Dallas Cowboys. Have you heard of them, Teddy?
Fairly popular.
The Dallas Cowboys, America's team. They have 4.5 million followers on Instagram.
The most popular team in America's most popular sport.
4.5 million Instagram followers. Inter Miami, because of all of this, because of one guy, is up at 6 million.
Well, that's what I have tried to say for years when people, and I get why people say this, we look at what we see in front of us, and like you said, we get distracted by the fact that if I don't like it, who else could possibly like it? And that's just not
right. Years ago, I met somebody who said, I've never met anyone who's ever voted for George W. Bush. It's like, well,
well, you haven't met
people. I don't know what to tell you.
You probably have, and you just didn't know.
Well,
it,
no, but I'm just saying they're in their little worlds,
right?
Where maybe all their friends don't care about a certain thing, and you just start to think that no one cares. The reality is, no, lots of people care about this.
Right. Well, I have said for years when people would say things like, who's been the most famous NFL player the last 10 years, probably Tom Brady, if not longer, right? People would say, oh, Tom Brady, the most famous athlete on the planet. And it's like, well, I don't know what planet that is. It ain't this one. Because guaranteed, as famous as Tom Brady is here, and he is a household name in the U.S. and in markets that care about the NFL outside of the U.S., there is no way he's more famous than Lionel Messi, than Cristiano Ronaldo.
Globally?
No way. Globally, not a chance.
No way.
And it's only, and again, I'm not saying that like, oh, soccer's better. It's just, soccer's got more countries that are watching that as their primary sport.
We're talking about reality.
Yes.
Globally.
All, listen, Everyone in South America knows who Lionel Messi is. There's not a country that doesn't know who Lionel Messi is. Most of those countries probably hate him because they respect him, but he plays for Argentina. So if you don't play for Argentina, they're probably rooting against him, right? They all know who he is. Central America, North America, we all know who he is. We've heard his name. Even if you don't watch soccer, you've heard Lionel Messi. Over in Europe, everyone there knows most everything about him because he's the number one player, has been for the better part of a decade and a half in their biggest sport. You go to Africa, go to many different countries in Africa, he would be well known in Africa. You go to China, there are billion people who know who he is there. India, there's not the same level of acceptance of baseball, football, hockey, basketball maybe gets some of that because of how popular it is in China and a couple other parts of the world, but basketball is not nearly as popular in Europe as soccer is, right? That population of people probably doesn't have as big of a knowledge outside of guys who have their own shoes that are bought over there, right? But I'm just saying, there's no way that our North American sports heroes are the most popular guys, period, in the world. LeBron is probably the only one who comes close as far as Messi, as far as global recognition. But I'll tell you this, there's probably two or three guys in soccer who are that level. Neymar's up there too. Then you've got in F1, I bet you Max Verstappen, Lewis Hamilton for sure. Those guys are about as well known, if not more so, than any NFL guy around the world. And I always bring this up. There's someone playing cricket in India that you and I have never heard of who has more followers on Instagram than anybody in the NFL. Because there's a ton of people who pay attention to cricket.
LeBron James.
It's just not big here.
LeBron James has 154 million Instagram followers.
154 right. million. That's
154 million.
That's all in the mail. If you're trying to get some followers on Instagram, that's really good.
Well, just to tell you, Drake has 137.
All right. LeBron, more Instagram
Billie
followers
Eilish
than Drake.
Has 109. So LeBron's up there is what I'm saying to you.
Yes, right.
LeBron had, what did I say, 154 million.
Yeah.
Lionel Messi has 469 million Instagram followers. So is it odd to think that 5 million of those people have now gone and followed Inter Miami?
No, it's not at all.
I'm surprised the number is actually not bigger.
Right. And I want to be clear. This does not mean that Major League Soccer now has just become a new league because one guy joined it. That's not true.
No, but you can see how this league and why they're bending over backwards to accommodate this guy, right?
Yes. Because the more followers they're having of Inter Miami, all the teams are going to play Inter Miami. So that means every time those tweets or those Instagram posts go out about our opponent tonight, you've just quadrupled the audience? Quadruple? You've just added so many other people to look at this audience of MLS that have never looked at it that are going to see your team's logo. That's valuable to MLS. St. Louis has a team now. St. Louis is going to be found out by people who've never stepped foot in the U.S. They're going to know all about St. Louis because they're going to play Inter Miami at some point, and you're going to see highlights from it if you're a Lionel Messi fan and you're following this team that intently.
Only one person in the world has more Instagram followers than Cristiano Ronaldo. Lionel Messi.
And it's Cristiano Ronaldo?
It is Cristiano Ronaldo. Yes.
Ronaldo's
got 588 million. Messi's got 469 million.
And think about if Lionel Messi ever took his shirt off. Because usually Ronaldo's the one with the shirt off who's doing all the how are you? Yes. And he just has he's letting you know he's got abs.
Something over at Ohio State is making me sad. And I'll tell you what it is coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
An accident has now been cleared from the beginning of the eastbound I-70 ramp to US 33. However, that still has you backed up from Miller-Kelton Avenue. And you're also going to find delays on westbound 670 between 3rd Street and State Route 315. Maybe 2 or 3 minutes worth of delays there now. This report is sponsored by Medical Mutual. Medical Mutual offers high-quality health insurance plans, plus dental, vision, and wellness plans to help you achieve your best health. Learn more about individual Medicare and employer plans at MedMutual.com/everything. Medical Mutual, the official medical insurer of everything you love. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. I looked down in the shower today, and saw that my genitals are still living inside me. That means winter is still here. Too much information? Too bad. I promise I'll never talk about my hibernating dong again. If you call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling, they'll make sure it's as warm as you want. Maybe even your cash and prizes will be so comfortable they'll pop out and say hello. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Today's special value is 3 hours of stupid. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
The Columbus Crew are celebrating 614 Day with a youth soccer extravaganza next Wednesday from 3 to 5. Doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, if you're a kid who breathes air, this is for you. Head to 971thefan.com for more details.
That should be a lot of fun. 614 Day.
Soccer.
Yeah.
Youth.
Take your kiddos over there.
Youth.
If you're not a kid. If you are a kid, then find a way to get over there.
Can we do some would you rather stuff?
I got plenty of them, buddy. Whenever you want to go.
Let's go. Right now.
All right. We're going to start off our Would You Rathers today with a voice we haven't heard from in a while. It is Dr. Abby.
Dr. Abby, my gal.
Mm-hmm. She says, my fine gents.
Jack and Dick.
Would you rather have constant nipple chafing that's only cured by going topless, or constant ball chafing that's only cured by free balling? That's not the Tom Petty song, but we'll let it live.
Free balling?
I think it every time I hear that song.
I mean, I guess I'd freeball it, wouldn't you?
I mean, I couldn't very well come into work, you know, like at least with freeballing, nobody has to know.
Well, right. I mean, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Freeballing.
Yeah, that's
gonna
be. I like
how Dr. Abby has sent this in.
That's how she started this off
today. I expected something more enlightened from her, but no, she's that's a listener fine. Of this show.
Hey. Who says she can't be both
you're
Dr.
Right.
Abby and
you're
Stupid Abby?
Right.
To your
no,
point.
No, there's, first of all, we have a Stupid Abby.
No, we don't. We have Abby.
It's like, come on, Dr. Abby came up with the double dude poop luge.
She I mean, did. Come on. Let's not pretend
that
Dr. Abby.
She's the originator
Abby.
Of that?
Yes. She's the first one that tweeted us that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Abby. You're
I'm
a
not.
Genius.
I'm glad she's.
You're a genius.
I'm glad she's a part of the show. Thank you, Dr. Abby.
By the way, speaking of Stupid Abby.
And just Abby, our gal Abby, no. who listens to the show.
Tomorrow is Stupid Brad's last day.
Sticker Brad?
If you say so.
No, I don't.
I know you don't. It is Stupid Brad's
yeah,
last
it
day.
Is. It is.
Now, do I... How long yeah. has Brad hey. Been here? Hey,
least,
everybody.
I mean, pre-pandemic, so at least 4 years? 5 years? Maybe longer?
I'm just saying, like, he hasn't been here long enough where I have to give him a hug, right?
I think he has.
No.
Yeah, I think so.
Did you hug
definitely.
Him?
I've hugged him already a couple times this week.
Teddy,
we went out to his goodbye lunch.
Teddy didn't hug him.
I have not yet.
Are you going to hug him tomorrow?
Absolutely.
You know what, Ted? I'll be in line.
Yeah.
If you hug him first, then I'll hug him.
I'm going to give him the Platinum Fox hug.
What's that, the reach around?
The reach where you reach around his back and pat him on the shoulder.
The
yeah, you know what
Come
that
on,
is.
Ted.
You pat him on the shoulder.
Get
you
your
reach
mind out of the gutter.
Back. Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
I don't
it's
know.
A family show, except when it's not.
By the way, Sticker Brad had
Stupid
his
Brad.
Going away luncheon. That was yesterday.
Yeah, I missed it. How was it?
Tomorrow.
Good?
Well, it was good. Yeah. Tomorrow
Sorry,
is the going
Brad.
Away, like just the day where he leaves.
Why does he actually go away?
He's been going away for like, what, 3 or 4
yeah,
months?
No kidding.
And then Saturday night is Platinum Fox's cigar party going away party where we're just going to go smoke cigars with Platinum Fox.
Because
he's still. No.
Well, I was going to say, I didn't get an invite to that.
The man had like 7 going away parties. Are you gone? I still feel like he's here.
You know what? There's a lot of people at this radio station I'd like to go away. So let's have some go away parties for them. Maybe they'll take the hint and hit it.
Hit it. Hit it. Jeez it. Thanks, Rimmer. You want some more Would You Rathers, or was just Dr. Abby just one?
Give me one more, and then I have to talk to you about something that Ohio State that makes me sad.
Okay, Corey says, my guys.
Too hot!
Would you rather do a live broadcast from the Italian Bowl or the USFL Championship game, like always, GTH?
Italian Bowl.
Yeah, I'm with you. Both are in Ohio, though, right? Are they doing
they are?
Are they doing the USFL? Did they do that? Has it happened already?
Well, I know they did it last year. They're still playing
they're doing it. Okay.
Games this year.
Now, the
yeah.
XFL's over, though.
Yeah, XFL
done. Season's over.
USFL's still alive. But last year they did that up in Canton.
Yes.
And so maybe they're doing that again in Canton? I don't know.
No, Toledo.
Well, I know
Let's
where
go.
I'm going.
Italian
I'm going.
Bowl.
I'm going to the Italian Bowl if we're going to any bowl. What is that? You say it's July 2nd?
First.
Oh, it's that Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday, July 1st.
They have those great hot dogs up there in Toledo, too, right?
What great hot dogs?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
There's no, someone has told us about this, and every time you bring it up, we forget.
That's where Klinger, he always got the hot dogs. So it's like, that's Tony's right. Hot dogs or whatever.
Klinger would be from which show again?
MASH.
Again, which was on.
Back when I was banging.
45 oh, no, years
was
ago.
Even, that was back before I was even, back when my parents were.
I say you were conceived to that show.
Can I say that?
Here's the thing. I want to point this out with MASH. MASH is my line where I know if someone references MASH often, I know they are like a significant amount of years older than me, where they do it often, where they're like, oh yeah, MASH was my favorite show. I watched it growing up. I know then you're at least 5 to 10 years older than me. I want to know what that show is for people who are like in their 20s with us. Like, what's our show? Where I don't know. Like, if I reference Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, they're like, oh yeah, geez, old man. No one watched that. What are you talking about? Like, I don't know what the show is now that someone who's in college or just out of college, someone under 30 would say, I've heard of that show, but I've never watched it. It was never on TV.
Well, we were having a conversation yesterday about the top NFL players from the year 2000. And the Boatman was producing the show because Teddy was out. And we said to Bodie, like, hey, Bodie, just name a top guy from the year 2000. He's like, I don't know. I was 6 months old.
Right. Well, Peyton Manning is probably the only one that would come to mind for him, right?
You're right. If he pulled Dorsey Levins out of his ass, I would have been concerned.
What are you doing? Yeah, that's not happening.
All right, something in Ohio State's making me sad. So I saw this yesterday. Ohio State, them too, they have removed the scoreboard at St. John Arena.
I don't like this. I don't like it at all.
The White Way Sign Company scoreboard was installed in 1987. 14,000 pounds, this thing.
Yeah,
it has not been fully operational. I get it. There's no need for it. I get it.
Well, what did they say there? Why did they say there was no need for it? Due to the lack of athletic events in the arena.
I know.
And I got a way you could fix that. Put some events in there
and let's go. I get off on the nostalgia aspect of all of this. St. John Arena to me is wonderful. You know, I wish that they had a more modern version of it because I understand people want amenities and all that, as opposed to the sterile clinical atmosphere they play in now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's going to magically make the team better, but there's something about it. You know, they still have, at least they did, I don't know if they took those down too, the old tube televisions hanging up there too.
We went last year, we went to Skull Session for the Toledo game, Alumni Band Day, and the girls are with us. Me and my wife are there and our oldest two girls. And my daughter Ava looks up and she goes, what is that? She's pointing at a big box that is hanging. It's completely black. There's nothing on it. It's not working.
No, I know.
But I'm like, that looks like a Zenith television from when I was a kid 30 plus years ago. And she's like, I've never seen a TV that looked like that.
You go in there, though. They got the old fan logo. They got the old 10 TV logo. Yes. It's like going into a time capsule. It makes you feel a certain way. And again, maybe if you're 20 years old, you have no frame of reference. It doesn't make you feel anything.
Oh, but, I know, right. But if you've seen a game in that place, I think it makes you feel something. I'm sad with you, man. I know everything changes, everything goes away,
but that was something that hit me today that it's just gone. All right, Gene Smith is saying things, and more Would You Rather. Coming up! Why did I say it like that?
Coming up! Coming right up!
And Teddy tells more stories about when his parents were banging. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Be on the lookout for an accident on westbound Powell Road that's before US 23. And traffic right now is stop and go along eastbound I-70 between Mound Street and State Route 315. Seeing 2 to 3 minutes worth of slowdowns there. This report is sponsored by Medical Mutual. Medical Mutual offers high quality health insurance plans, plus dental, vision, and wellness plans to help you achieve your best health. Learn more about individual Medicare and employer plans at medmutual.com/everything. Medical Mutual, the official medical insurer of everything you love. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Hey, weather is unpredictable. So is what comes out of my mouth. You never know what I'm going to say next, but your heating and cooling systems shouldn't be unpredictable. Poppycock. Keep everything running in tip-top shape with my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They'll never try and sell you anything you don't need. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Your undisputed leader in talking about nothing. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Thursday. It is Would You Rather Thursday. Send in your Would You Rather tweets at Man and Bone 971. You can also text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company.
There you go.
Yeah.
I have plenty of Would You Rathers for you on this Would You Rather Thursday.
Gene Smith annoys me too.
Paul says, my guys.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't ready. How about Tony Dungy?
These balls are coming out fast tonight. You got to squat and be ready.
Paul says, question for Common Man. Would you rather get rizzed up by Livy Dunn or Katie Holmes? Now, for those who
don't know what rizzed up is.
Well, I figured. I was going to try to let you gracefully ignore the fact that you don't know what that means.
I don't know what it is.
It means,
should I know what it is?
Yeah, it's what the kids are saying now. Rizzed up means like, if Livy Dunn walked past you and was like, hey, that's a nice shirt. That would mean she rizzed you up. Like, she's giving you a compliment. She's noticed you. She said, hey. Hey, looking all right over there. Like, it doesn't mean that she hopped in, you know, and chased you down and said, have your way. It's just she looked at you and was like, hey, that's a handsome mank.
Yeah.
That's all. So would you rather have that from Livy Dunn?
I'd probably take it from the younger chick.
The LSU gymnast or Katie Holmes.
She's more, you know, hip with the kids. Katie Holmes in her 40s like me.
I mean, I'm not trying
to. Who the hell cares about her and me?
I'm not trying to convince you or anything, but I thought Katie Holmes was, at one point, like, your reason for living.
Well, first of all, that's an extreme.
Okay. All right. How far off?
Yeah.
Not far off. I'm just saying.
Maybe if Katie Holmes owned a Taco Bell.
Well, she's got the means to do so. She made some money.
But, you know, after she married Tommy, the soul went away. Now, I know she hasn't been with Tom Cruise in a while. Mm. And maybe she's regained some of the soul.
Yeah.
But that twinkle's forever gone.
I think I heard this to be true about Tom Cruise. Well, really about Christian Bale, because he was in that American Psycho movie, right? That was Christian Bale.
Yeah.
The story goes that he got his inspiration for that character and the what he was aiming to play with the facial looks that he gave in that movie. They were all based off of a Tom Cruise interview with Letterman from like 99. Where Letterman would just say something to him and he would be like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, I believe it, man.
And he said there was this emptiness behind Tom Cruise's eyes.
There's never been a weirder guy who's been more successful than Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I don't think there's even an arguable point. As far as the amount of people who think they like Tom Cruise, but if they ever met him would go, that dude's weird. Right?
They may like him.
Well, no, but I'm saying
he does great work.
He does do great work. He's a fantastic actor. He's a tremendous stuntman, among all that. And he's
a handsome mang.
Yeah, but the other problem with Tom Cruise movies, though, if you really think about it, they do all kind of have the same note, don't they? Like, what happens in Top Gun? He's really good at something. He then loses his confidence. A woman comes and meets him. He regains his confidence.
Well, is that a problem with him, though, or just a problem with entertainment in general?
What happened in Days of Thunder? Isn't that the same, where he's like a great race car driver, he has a near-death experience, and then I got to rethink everything, I don't want to race cars, and then a hot lady talks to him, and then now he's back, and yay, he can drive again. Like, that's like half his movies are like that.
Yeah.
Not the Mission Impossible stuff.
That's pretty much
different.
What he does now. But, you know, earlier in his career, he had the Legends of the Fall, and what was the other one? Interview with the Vampire, he's very good in that. He's a good actor.
I know he's a good actor.
He's just crazy.
Yeah. Eyes Wide Shut.
Well, that wasn't good.
No.
A lot of breastises, though, in that, if you enjoy, which I do.
Breastises is a good way of saying that. Thanks. I'm glad you said it.
Livy Dunn.
All right. That's who you want to get rizzed up by.
Sure.
Okay. Good to know. Riz Hornkamp, your guy. No?
At first, I thought when you said rizzed up, I thought we were talking about, like, Cleveland radio hosts come up to you and wink at you.
And then get accused of... What did he get accused of?
I don't know. Who cares?
Something. Who cares? He did have a million reads. Annie Hockhausen says, my guys.
Dickie the Punchline Donkey on Cool 97.1.
Would you rather have to do every show with terrible sinus pressure and stuffed ears?
Yes.
Or
this is what I'm doing.
Okay. Or have zero access to the internet for the entire 3 hours every show?
I actually think that would make the show better.
Yeah, if we weren't distracted.
I mean, you know, I get distracted by stuff in front of me. If it's just you and me talking about nonsense and I'm not looking at breaking news in front of me or trying to keep up with stuff, I think the show would actually be better.
But I am thinking of all the things we use. For example, this segment we're doing right now, I'm reading you stuff off the internet that people have sent us.
I can do that. The burner phone. I can get that.
Oh, fair enough. That's a cell network. I guess that's true.
Yeah.
And then we could just send out things. We could say on the radio, like, text the burner phone. Let us know something happened. And then people will be like, the world just exploded. Canada's got wildfires. And we're like, oh, that's bad. And then we wouldn't look it up. Wouldn't see pictures. We just go, take your word for it. Sounds good. Anyway, top five quarterbacks of the 90s, go. And we just be back to that stuff. Quentin says, my guys.
Twitters and twatters.
Would you oh, no, it went away.
What?
No, the internet just refreshed the page. Hang on, I'll get it back. So would you rather your wife have the temper tantrums and smoking habits of John Daly or the obnoxiousness and alcoholism issues of Ric Flair?
Who's to say she doesn't?
I mean, here's really the only thing is the temper tantrums and smoking habits. I don't want to get into fights and I don't want to have the house smelling like smoke. Her being an alcoholic would be tough to deal with for sure.
Yeah, but she would just wear a robe around and flash her genitals at you. So that's good news.
Just say, hey, honey, how's it going this morning? Woo! And she'd have lotto tickets everywhere. She'd be like, woo! I just won the lotto in North Carolina.
Who's that?
Remember the commercial he did in the North Carolina State
Lotto? I just
didn't
know what you were trying to do.
That was that old lady that kind of sounded like Lori a little bit.
He took her to Space Mountain.
The old lady.
Yeah, okay. Not Lori.
You just said her. I was just making sure we're clarifying.
Hello, Mr. Flair.
No.
Can I get one of those woo tickets?
Excuse me?
One of those woo tickets.
It's not woo, it's woo!
Woo!
Woo! Introducing Ric Flair's new woo! Scratch-off ticket for the North Carolina Educational Lottery with a top prize of $100,000. It's enough to make anyone say woo!
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 The way that lady says, it's one of my favorite things.
All right. Gene Smith was on the 11 Warriors podcast. What is it called?
The 11 Warriors podcast?
No, it doesn't have a name.
Oh, real life pod days? Podcast Wednesdays?
Real Pod Wednesdays.
There it is. I knew it was something like Real Life Wednesday. All right. I forgot it.
So he was on there talking about a variety of things. He did say that Ohio State has no plans to change Ohio Stadium's playing surface back to grass.
Of course not. Great. Well, why would we want to do that?
That would take an investment and competence, which we're not going to do. But go ahead and talk about how your training staff's the best in the world and you're concerned about injuries and all that.
Well, yeah, never mind the fact that pretty much everyone who's looking at it now in the NFL says, real grass is probably better. But no, we're gonna keep it as the crappy, unnatural surface that everyone hates and doesn't look good.
I also saw that he said that Ohio State's not going to play any home night games past the first week of November after next season. Because, of course, they have one scheduled this year.
Right.
What is it, November 11th?
I think
is when it's scheduled.
Maybe. Yeah. Is it that Michigan State game?
Anyway.
Whatever. It's
so
late.
Now he's saying, well, after this year, though,
okay. Nothing
after the first week. When are we going to learn to not trust anything these people say? Because, look, all right, maybe that lasts for a couple of years until another network comes to you with a huge check and says, how much is it going to cost?
Oh,
to
yeah.
To get a home night game in November and the second week of the season? Here you go. We'll write that check. I don't believe anything these people say.
Well, no. I when it comes to college athletics these days, the idea of like, hey, listen, we have standards and we have limits and there's certain things we won't do. I'm not saying this about Gene Smith. I'm saying in general, I don't believe anybody when they say there's nothing we wouldn't do for money when it comes to the way the season goes or changing our schedule. Ohio State's going to have a game on Peacock. We know that will happen. It probably won't happen this year, but it's going to happen. There will be a time where they will play, yes, later games again after this deadline that Gene Smith just gave. I'll tell you this. No one's talking about it. I'm not saying this is in the offing. I've not heard a single thing about it. But if tomorrow Gene Smith said, and we're never going to change the name of Ohio Stadium to have a sponsorship on it, that'll never, are you out of your mind? I would believe the exact opposite of that will happen in less than 10 years, just based on how everything's going. Because at some point it'll be, well, we can't afford to turn down all this money. All these people are throwing tens of millions of dollars at corporate sponsorships. There is a market for everything. And at some point, everybody has a price.
$1 million man.
Nothing sacred in college football, college sports. It'll all get renamed. They'll put logos. They've already put logos on everything, but they'll put more logos on everything, whatever they can do.
Real quick, Gene Smith was also asked about the state of the basketball program and said that last year was a tough year, but he has expectations for the basketball team this season.
Okay.
Thinks that they can compete for a Big Ten championship.
And if they don't,
hold on.
Then what?
I want all of you to remember this. Because the narrative last winter, when this team crapped all over themselves from everybody over there, including Gene and Chris Holtman, was, yeah, we knew it was going to be tough.
Oh.
You know, we knew it was going to be a tough year and some growing pains. We knew. I want all of you to remember this. If this team is, we're sitting here in January and February, and this team is eighth in the conference, ninth in the conference, doing nothing. I want you to remember that Gene Smith said, I expect this team to be competing for a Big Ten championship. I was seeing yesterday that, was it Joe Lunardi?
Yeah.
Had his little brackets, which mean nothing. Bracket, I get it.
It's his first attempt at bracketology.
Right, I know. I get it. But the rosters are pretty much set at this point. He has Ohio State as the first team out of the tournament. If we are talking about a team that does not make the tournament next year, which in the Big Ten Conference is not difficult, by the way.
No.
All right? They will give you the benefit of the doubt. Just be 500. You will make the tournament. If we're not there, Chris Holtman's not here. It's very simple.
I would tend to think not. And I don't know how you could say you have expectations, and then if you miss the tournament, that he somehow stays with the team. I mean, it's
not going to happen.
Well, no, it shouldn't.
Shouldn't happen.
Because that's not having expectations.
The Pac-12 is ready to explode. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
On westbound I-70, an accident is off on the left berm. That is at the I-71 east split. Also going to find a little bit of slow-moving traffic on southbound State Route 315 between I-670 and I-70. This report is sponsored by Ohio Association of County Behavioral Health Authorities. Sometimes life can be overwhelming. Crisis text line can help. If you're struggling and feel like you can't talk to anyone about it, text 4HOPE to 741-741. Free confidential support. Crisis text line, text 4HOPE to 741-741 now. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1, the Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Hey, weather is unpredictable. So is what comes out of my mouth. You never know what I'm going to say next, but your heating and cooling systems shouldn't be unpredictable. Poppycock. Keep everything running in tip-top shape with my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They'll never try and sell you anything you don't need. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Hey, Bone.
Hey, man.
Did you know that sports gambling is legal in the state of Ohio?
Oh, I'm aware.
And did you know that the place to do all your gambling is the Barstool Sportsbook?
That's where you want to go?
Yes, it's on your phone. It's in the App Store. Go get it. Or you can go to the in-person Barstool Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus. It is beautiful. It's there for you. It's minty fresh. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I want to be clear. You're going to be in person when you're gambling on your phone. You're just not going to be doing it in a casino. It's not like you're having an out-of-body experience where you're just...
I do when I gamble.
Oh, yeah? On the phone?
I'm just like... Oh.
How's that sound again?
Bah.
Okay. That's how you do it on the phone. But when you're in person at Barstool, what does it sound like?
Bah.
Oh, I see. Okay. Good to know.
All right, Big Ten schedules have been released. I said 4:30, but they lied. It's a little earlier than that. So what do you got?
This is the 2025 conference opponents for Ohio State. We have the home game. Their color coding is so weird. They have the color-coded games that are all in white. To me, those would be the ones that are your home games. Instead, those are the away games.
You have 2024 or 2025?
I have 2025. What did I say?
Well, that's what you said, but 2024 should be first.
Yeah, 2024
first. That comes first.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they also did 2025.
Sorry. Yes. Okay. Yes. I just clicked on the thing. Yes. All right. I have 2024 here. There you go.
Let's do that first.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Sorry. I thought that's what I clicked on, Ted.
Sorry.
Thanks for catching that. Ohio State.
A little salty there, right, Teddy?
Yeah, I am.
I'm just trying to help out.
Let me tell you, this is real exciting. I'm so glad we're going to waste 7 minutes on talking about all this.
It is exciting.
Stuff. All right, here we go. The teams we're going to play. This is 17 months from now.
This isn't fairly notable.
It is.
The fact that they've just gotten rid of the two divisions.
I know it is. It's fine. I have news also on who is protected and who's not. We can do that in a moment.
Okay.
2024 conference opponents for Ohio State. The home games in 2024. Illinois, Iowa, Northwestern, Rutgers, Meat Chicken. Sorry. I mean, that's great. Those are exciting.
It's
Michigan and a bunch of who cares. The away games are Michigan State, Minnesota, Penn State, and UCLA. UCLA.
Oh.
First time we've had UCLA on the schedule.
So they kept Penn State and Michigan State on the schedule. Does that mean those are protected opponents, or do they just happen to be on the 2024 schedule?
That does not appear to be the case. Let me give you the 20. Where the hell did it go? 2025. Where'd you go? Where are you? It's gone. It's lost. It's gone. That's back. All right. Sorry. Interneting is hard. Ohio State's home matchups in 2025. Indiana, Maryland, Nebraska, and a little school called USC. So that's kind of a big deal in the home game. Home games.
All right.
The road games in 2025 for Ohio State are Illinois, Northwestern, Purdue, Wisconsin, and Meat Chicken.
Oh, so Penn State's off.
Yes.
Penn State's off. Sparty's off.
Yes.
All right. I don't hate that.
It appears that is...
The common opponents year to year. Is it just Michigan and Illinois and Northwestern?
Yes. Let me get you the full... Because our guy Adam Rittenberg has this all nailed down. Here are all the annual protected games in the Big Ten. The only one that Ohio State has is Ohio State and Michigan.
Good. I'm glad you listened to me.
Michigan has two. It's Ohio State and Sparty.
All right.
Then UCLA and USC is protected. Trying to see which other ones did more than one. Iowa has three.
Three protected games?
Iowa did Minnesota,
Wisconsin, and Nebraska.
Nebraska, they're three. Illinois is protected two, Northwestern and Purdue. Technically, Purdue has also protected two. Purdue does Illinois and Indiana. I said Iowa's. Maryland and Rutgers is protected. Thank God that's not going to go away. Thank God we're not losing that one.
Is that notable?
No, it's on there. It's one of the ones that's protected. I'm not making this up.
All right.
And Minnesota, Wisconsin is the only one I think I didn't mention.
Right?
Yeah. It's Paul Bunyan's axe, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah. So
just Ohio State, Michigan protected.
Yep.
What does Penn State have protected? Nothing?
I don't see. Well, no, I don't see their name on any of this.
They don't have one matchup protected?
I don't see any that they have protected. Wow.
Oh, okay.
Penn State is out here not protecting anything. Wow.
Can we read into this? Penn State's going to get kicked out of the conference.
Please, God, let's do it. If you, I wonder truly and honestly right now, it's Would You Rather Thursday. Would you rather have Penn State or Notre Dame? You know my answer. Get rid of Happy Valley. Let's go to a place you can actually, like, I don't know, get there in a reasonable amount of time.
Can I put on my conspiracy theory hat for a second? Even though I don't believe in conspiracy theories and I think this conference is too stupid to actually think ahead.
Yeah.
Perhaps they only protected one rival for Ohio State because they know some other big time universities are getting ready to join the Big Ten.
Oh, I don't think that's the case.
And they want Ohio State to have the option to start a rivalry with those schools.
You know what I think it is?
How about that?
That might be the case, but I would think your argument might be better served than if Ohio State is doing that. I feel like Penn State was like, hey, Michigan, and Michigan was like, no. Actually, you know what?
I don't care about Penn State. I'm not talking about them.
Well, who are you saying? What did you say?
Ohio State. They're only protecting one.
Yeah, okay. I thought you were saying Penn State protecting none.
Now we got two open slots. Okay. Yeah. Maybe we then protect Notre Dame and Clemson or something. I don't know.
Maybe. I'm just telling you, there's no way that Penn State didn't want all of this. They didn't get picked. That's what I think. I think Penn State got, everybody said, no, thanks. We don't want to deal with
Happy Valley. Are they the only school that doesn't have any sort of protected rivalry?
I'm looking again here. I mean, Let's just go through the schools that are on this list. Illinois, Northwestern, Purdue, Indiana, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Maryland, Rutgers, Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, UCLA, USC. That is at least a lot of numbers. I think that was like
that's all
14
of them.
Or 15. And we have 16 teams now, right? So the only one, if I'm, unless I'm missing one.
So it's Penn State.
I think Penn State's the only one that, yeah.
Okay.
I think that's right.
All right.
Yeah, all these other schools.
Let them live or die.
Northwestern's on this list. Right, they're all on this list. Yeah. All right, good. Penn State sucks. I hope you get kicked out of the conference. Screw you.
What are you talking about? You were telling me yesterday that you want to keep playing them.
I said I didn't mind.
I'm the one that said kick them out.
Well, I'm on your side now.
All right.
I forgot they threw bags of urine at my wife when she was in the OSU marching
you
band.
You forgot?
I forgot about that momentarily.
That time I had pee thrown on me.
I wasn't there. She was there with the marching band.
What's weird is that she wants you to reenact it with her at night.
That's a different game of what's in the bag.
What's in the bag? What did she play? She was drums.
She played drums, not the trombone. That trombone is...
been sitting outside for a long time. It's gotten rusty, that trombone.
It's oxidized a little bit.
Yeah. A little rusty.
Right. Yep. You got
trombone.
It.
Trombone.
There you go.
Do we do the Pac-12 thing? Do we care?
Do you want it now?
All right, here's a skinny. Pac-12 people are saying media deal is imminent. Where have you heard that before? Also, the Arizona school president, when asked... would you like to join another conference? Said, depends what our financials look like.
Yeah, of course.
So there you go.
By the way, the Arizona president's name is Bobby Robbins, and there is not a chance that if I was in Tucson doing radio, I would only call that person Baskin Robbins. Whatever, I'd be like, well, Baskin Robbins said they're not going to move conferences. I'd never call him Bobby Robbins. It'd only be Baskin Robbins the entire way.
Where's my oh, Bobby? Well, here it is.
Oh, Bobby.
Baskin Robbins. They right. still do the ice cream sundaes and the baseball helmets at Baskin Robbins?
I hope so. But I mean, like a lot of ballparks do that now. You just go to the ballpark and they do the whatever team you're there. They do that.
I know. I remember that from my childhood.
Oh, it was at Baskin Robbins. I would always try to go and collect as many as I could.
That was a big thing.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't allowed to always get it.
Why not?
Because it was too much.
Too much? You're getting ice cream.
You want to go talk to my parents?
Yes, I actually do. Let's talk about it. Let's get it worked out.
You don't need that. It has whipped cream on it.
It's ice cream.
Doesn't matter. They were
if
weird.
You were at, if you were at the farmer's market, I might say, all right, don't get ice cream right now. You don't need that. We're getting some healthy food. But you're at Baskin Robbins.
College football heads to Mexico. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Watch out for an accident on the left berm westbound I-70 that's at the I-71 east split, and also getting reports of an accident on State Route 161 at Beechcroft Road. This report is sponsored by Wendy's Strawberry Frosty. Hey you, run to Wendy's and grab a Strawberry Frosty. Don't worry about canceled plans, it's worth it, but act fast like your date, it's gone at the end of the summer. Head to Wendy's for a Strawberry Frosty and that sweet strawberry goodness. Limited time only at participating Wendy's. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I had a little thing at the house recently. I went downstairs in the morning. The furnace was totally dead. Even for a guy that endorses an HVAC company, still made me nervous. How long would it be until I could get someone here? How much is it going to cost me? All the usual questions. Kristen called up Care at 7:55. They were in the house by 9. Problem fixed by 9:45. And it's not because I'm me. They hate me. It's because that's what they do. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Murdering brain cells, one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
It's Would You Rather Thursday. Send in your Would You Rather tweets at Man and Bone 971. You can also text the burner phone 614-787-3093, which is where this comes from. Common Man, would you rather listen to T-Bone try and explain an analogy by using more analogies to explain each one for an entire 3-hour show?
Like, that's really good.
Or listen to Rimmer vividly describe every sexual conquest over an entire 3-hour show?
I vote for the Rimmer thing.
Oh, me too.
I want to hear him talk about that.
And then I took her in my arms.
And we were on the back porch. You know, though, I feel like even in those moments, Rimmer would have stories where it's like, and as I gazed across the balcony out to the golf course we were overlooking, I saw Bobby Orr polishing his clubs and getting ready to play the back nine. And you're just like,
so then I started polishing my club, thinking about Bobby Orr polishing his clubs.
Hello?
We were touching wood.
That's touching wood. That's
thank you,
right, Teddy. I like that we got all three of us on the Rimmer impression.
Another one from good. The phone. My guys.
Hey, folks, get down. Thank you.
Would you rather follow Kirk Herbstreit around for an entire football season and you have to stay within 5 feet of him, including poos and showers?
Oh, floors. Oh, no.
Or would you rather go to three movies with wig woman and you have to indulge? I have to indulge in her wig meat?
Oh, I want Lenny Kravitz to redo that song, but have it be Wig Meat Woman.
I'm going to go with
stay away from me.
Three movies.
Yeah.
As opposed to
three movies.
Herbstreit for an entire football season.
You can knock it out in a day and just have to sit by the crazy lady. It's going to be a stressful, you know, whatever that'd be, 6.5-7 hours, but that's not great. By the way, Mike, did you see the guy, Jimmy Dunn, one of the power brokers that made this live golf thing happen?
Yeah, he's the PGA guy.
Yeah. So he is one of the guys who's a member at Augusta. He has this golf course that he bought down in Florida, the Seminole Club or something like that.
His daughter is Livy Dunn.
But you know what? That'd be quite a turn of events.
I wish.
Anyway, Jimmy Dunn is one of the guys who helped make this deal happen between the Saudis and the PGA. So he was asked about Saudi involvement in 9/11 on the Golf Channel. Because you'll remember,
I know,
this has been a big deal.
Also, you have to be aware these questions are coming.
Well, here's the thing with Jimmy Dunn. This guy owned some kind of, I don't know if it's a law firm, some kind of firm that had an office in the Twin Towers.
Okay.
And they lost 66 employees on 9/11.
Okay.
So this is a deeply personal issue to him. And he said, I understand that these are questions people are going to have. He said, and I am quite certain the people I'm dealing with had nothing to do with it. Then he said, if someone can find me someone in our group who unequivocally was involved with it, I'll kill them myself. Wow. All right. So this is just some completely normal people having some normal conversations.
I'll kill them myself. Hey, you know what?
I got to tell you.
It's a good quote.
You remember, Mike, some of the other big sports deals that have happened recently, like when college football realignment happened, where you had commissioners of conferences and athletic directors saying, hey, if anybody was responsible for 9/11 in their group, I'll kill them. It's like, doesn't that alone make you rethink a little bit what you're working with here? The fact that that's even a question mark? Jimmy Dunn, just saying.
Jimmy Dunn. The Big 12 Conference is exploring starting a bowl game in Monterrey, Mexico as a linchpin of the league's push into the country, sources told ESPN yesterday. The game would begin in the postseason following the 2026 season and has been targeted for Monterrey, which I just said to you.
Yes.
Along with the plans for the postseason bowl game, the Pac-12 also plans to hold other sports in Mexico as part of a greater strategy in the country. Again, maybe just tickles me and nobody else. But I can just picture like a big conference table. Where's the Big 12 headquarters? In my mind, it's some prairie in Oklahoma. I don't know where it is, but
yes, it's actually at Pioneer Woman's giant table.
Ranch, where,
yes, at a ranch.
So they're just sitting down and they get the news that Texas and Oklahoma have left.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And a bunch of people in cowboy boots sitting around saying, all right, how are we gonna fix this conference?
Yeah.
Let's call as many schools as we possibly can. Get them in here.
Yeah. Call Cincinnati, as I'm sure they call it.
They got any colleges down there in Mexico? No? Who's doing business in Mexico? Nobody? Let's get on down there.
Let's get down to Mexico. Let's go. Yeah, I could see that happening. I could see there being...
That's not a bad idea.
No, I'll tell you that I believe there is a market for football in Mexico. I don't think that that is unknown. Was it the NFL that was also talking about doing a playoff game? I feel like
they had a regular season game in Mexico.
I know that, But I remember specifically us talking about a football game in Mexico. Maybe it was that there was talk of a bowl game just in general. We didn't know what conference was involved. Because this seems like, I know we talked about a football game in Monterrey because we were talking about how their stadium is awesome. It's got it's up in the mountains and it's like Jerry World as far as how it looks. It's got a big opening on the top, but it's kind of domish.
I remember the picture.
Right.
Now.
I just don't remember if it was this bowl game or another bowl game or maybe the NFL talking about eventually holding a playoff game there.
But I don't remember, but the Pac-12 is just sitting on their hands trying to figure out a media deal. Meanwhile, the Big 12, they've expanded. They're talking to Mexico. They're making things happen.
Well, sure. I would think between of all the conferences, right? If the Big Ten suddenly was like, and we're expanding to Mexico, I'd say, well, that's not. I mean, I guess now you're in Southern California, but prior to that, that's not really close to where your footprint is for your conference. The two conferences that would make a lot of sense are the Big 12 and the Pac-12. And now the Pac-12 is getting beat to the punch again by the conference we all thought was dead. So that's not a surprise, I guess, with the way the Pac-12 has been going. I don't think that conference survives.
As you're aware, we were at Disney World last week.
Yes.
And at the Epcot Center, they have the different countries that you can walk around. And we met Donald Duck.
Okay.
Donald Duck was in the Mexico country, so Donald Duck was Donald Duck, but wearing a sombrero.
Sure.
In my mind, that's what the Big Ten would do if they ever decided to do Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Is just have a press conference. Everything's the same, except Kirk Ferentz is in a sombrero. I want you to picture that.
Yes, I actually
it's
can
all
picture it
the
now.
Same.
I can picture it now. I'm ready for sombreroed Kirk Ferentz.
Yes.
And him just like standing there getting more and more angry.
Even the Mexican journalists are angry about his offense.
Yes. I really want to see. I don't agree with cultural appropriation, but I do want to see Kirk Ferentz step in it and look like an idiot. So, yes, I want to see him in a sombrero. And then as the press conference goes, every time they cut back to him, they've added more things.
More things
they've
to
added
him.
Like a poncho.
Yes, absolutely.
They've given him, like, I don't know.
It's never
different
mentioned.
Types of food
it's
that
just
are culturally appropriate for Mexico, and he's just eating those and is not explaining it at all. Suddenly there's a bottle of Coke with full sugar in it, and he's drinking that out of nowhere. The whole thing.
I love it. Hey, Degenerate T-Bone's coming up next.
Mm.
Are you ready for that?
I'm ready for it, baby. Let's
are you ready
go.
For that?
Who's not ready for it?
You gonna do it with a sombrero on?
Yeah. Let's go.
Mexican T-Bone.
No. I was
smothering you in ranchero
sauce.
When
I was in Mexico, I was called Whiskers by one of the guys there.
Mexican Whiskers.
Just Whiskers. They just called me Whiskers.
Was this guy pleasuring you in some way? Or?
No, we were walking by one of the street vendors in a touristy town,
okay.
And he said to my wife, he's like, hey, pretty lady, you want to come over by Dolce Gabbana, with, you know, whatever. And then she's like, no, thanks. And then he goes, hey, Whiskers, you want to buy some weed?
So
like, no.
So your wife got, hey, pretty lady.
Yes,
you
and
got,
I got
hey,
Whiskers, you want to buy some weed?
Well, you look like that kind of guy.
Right, he figured I was crunchy.
All right, Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
A disabled vehicle now moved on to the left berm on the eastbound north outer belt between Sawmill Road and State Route 315. Police there on the scene. And also picking up an accident, State Route 161 at Beechcroft Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Association of County Behavioral Health Authorities. Sometimes life can be overwhelming. Crisis text line can help. If you're struggling and feel like you can't talk to anyone about it, text 4HOPE to 741-741. Free confidential support crisis text line. Text 4HOPE to 741-741 now. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Hey, weather is unpredictable. So is what comes out of my mouth. You never know what I'm going to say next, but your heating and cooling systems shouldn't be unpredictable. Poppycock. Keep everything running in tip-top shape with my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They'll never try and sell you anything you don't need. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
The dumb is strong with this show. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Happy Thursday. It's Would You Rather Thursday. Send in your Would You Rather tweets at Man and Bone 971. Also text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Joe Burrow hit two homers in batting practice at Great American Ballpark last night.
Mm.
Let him live.
I mean, that's BP, but it also shows he's got some power. Man can swing that
stick.
Not
as good as A.J. Brown, though. A.J. Brown, Eagles wideout, was at Phillies batting practice last night. He cranked out three home runs.
Oh, wow.
Now, A.J. Brown was drafted into Major League Baseball.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes, so he did things.
You imagine being that good of an athlete where you were drafted into multiple professional sports and you just had to decide which one had a better chance of being lucrative. You could have played either one professionally. You could have gotten a paycheck to play baseball, but you said, probably going to make more money if I go play football because that's where I'm better.
Was drafted in Major League Baseball, wasn't he?
I
want to say he was.
I know there's been a bunch of those guys that I go, really him? And the answer is yes.
I did get a kick out of Tom Brady. You know, the NFL wants guys to not get popped gambling. All right?
Sure.
They don't want to suspend people. So they got the player rep saying, hey, these are the rules. The NFL also put together an instructional video for how not to gamble, I guess.
Okay.
And the person they had doing this video was Tom Brady.
Really?
Because if there's anybody the NFL is confident will always follow the rules, it's Tom Brady.
Yeah, they didn't definitely spend
two years trying to suspend
this guy for cheating with Deflategate.
Now, again, it wasn't for gambling. I get it.
No, but it's about the rules needing to be broken and all that stuff. I mean, this is the guy you've made the face of your organization when it comes to keeping the rules. All right.
All right. Degenerate T-Bone. Hit it.
Common Man and T-Bones.
T-Bone.
T-Bone's picks for the weekend.
Sponsored by Ohio Health. Choose between virtual or in-person appointments at 200-plus care sites, providing the finest care anywhere. OhioHealth.com/finest care.
Bone. All right, Mike. Tonight, you have got Game 3 in the Stanley Cup Finals between the Vegas Golden Knights, who are up 2-0 on the Florida Panthers.
Must win for the Panthers tonight.
Yep,
must win.
This one is in Florida, and it's. I'm going to give you a couple things here. Barstool Sportsbook does have the same game parlay type of thing you can do where you can put in multiple things from one game and parlay that. So here's the two I put together for tonight because I do think the Panthers come back and win this game. Not come back, but you know what I mean. They're down 2-0. I think they get one tonight, make it 2-1. I also think if that's going to happen, Vegas and the Panthers, the first two games, Vegas scored a lot of goals. I think the clear formula for the Panthers, if they're going to get this done, is that they keep Vegas off the score sheet a little bit. They're going to have to get a big performance tonight from everybody behind the puck, especially goalie Bob. But I'm going to say they do that. They keep it under six on total goals in this game, and the Panthers win. Parlay that together. $10 wins you $23.50. If both those things happen, that's the thing with parlays. Those both have to happen. That's a Barstool Sportsbook, the only place we place our bets here on Man and Bone.
You know what else needs to happen?
What's that?
Now, I know the Panthers play very physical hockey. I admire it. I like it. But you got to stay out of the box.
Yes.
All right? You can play physical without being stupid. You're putting yourself behind the eight ball. Vegas is too good on that power play.
Yeah.
Stay out of the box.
Can't let that happen. The other game that I'm looking at, and this one is for Saturday. This is the Champions League final. Saturday at 3 p.m. Manchester City is taking on Inter Milan. This is this is the biggest trophy, really, in domestic soccer, in the professional side of soccer, not the international game where you have USA and Mexico and Brazil.
World Cup was what we're talking about.
Right. Other than that, this is probably the next biggest trophy. So Manchester City, they've been a wrecking ball. They've been ridiculous this year. They are likely to win this game. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. I think they have a very good shot of beating Inter Milan. But Inter Milan is tough. They have played everyone tough this year, and they've gotten to the final of this thing. They deserve to be there. I think what is very likely to happen this game, if Manchester City doesn't win it outright in 90 minutes because they're just that dominant, the formula might be that Inter Milan keeps it 0-0 or has like a 1-1 type of game where it goes to extra time. So you can bet on the regular time outcome of this game. So that means you can bet on Manchester City to win. That's minus 230. Inter Milan is plus 650 to win it in regulation. Not likely. But a draw at plus 370, I think that has a decent possibility of happening. And then Manchester City might win it after that, or maybe Inter Milan does. If you feel strongly that Inter Milan could hang on and get this done, then I think that's also an interesting thing to look at because I think the goals would be pretty low in that game. I don't think both teams would score more than a goal, and then it would go to penalties. So the under of 2.5 would be what I would want to look at there at plus 120. If you believe that it will end in a draw after 90 minutes, I think it's very likely it goes less than two total goals. So I would do the under of 2.5 and the draw after 90 minutes. That one, every 10 bucks you bet, gets you $46. So those are my two big picks for the weekend. The one tonight with the Panthers parlay in that, and a draw after 90 minutes in the Champions League final with it being under 2.5 goals.
Thanks, Bone.
You're welcome, man.
What else? The Vikings are releasing Dalvin Cook. So he gone.
Not a surprise, right?
They were trying to trade him. They couldn't find a trade partner. He's expensive for a running back.
And ouchie. Has had some injury issues.
Yeah. But when he's healthy, he's good.
Oh, by the way.
Well, he has been good, at least.
We have some people who are saying you were wrong on the number for Joe Burrow home runs in batting practice. It wasn't two. It was some are saying it's four.
Okay.
Though some saying it's four is Abby, who retweeted us a Barstool Sports article that says Joe Burrow hit four home runs in pregame batting practice for the Reds. It's not fair how athletic he is. So that is regular Abby tweeting us, not Dr. Abby, but it is still an Abby tweeting us saying that four? Burrow hit four.
All right, man, I was wrong.
So Joe Burrow hit four. All right.
That's, I guess, yeah, you know, I guess it is four.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Sorry,
no problem.
Joe Burrow. You know, I don't care what Joe Burrow does. Joe Burrow can hit home runs in batting practice. He can win multiple Super Bowls. There will not be a more baller thing that you can do than Joe Burrow looking at Livy Dunn and saying, I'm not interested. And that's the story.
Oh, that happened?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Apparently she said to him, I'm a big fan. Let's get together. And he said, no, I'm good. I have a girlfriend. See you.
Oh, yeah. Good for him. Well, good. Yeah.
Think about that.
Hey, man. That is the ultimate level of Riz, right? If you can look at a very hot person and be like, that's okay. I'm doing fine on my own.
The Bleacher Report put together a list of the top 30 college football players of all time. And like any list, it annoys me. I'll tell you why coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
On the eastbound North Outer Belt, a disabled vehicle is off on the left berm between Sawmill Road and State Route 315. That's causing some stop-and-go traffic back from US 33, about a 15-minute delay at this time. And also, you're going to find an accident on the left berm westbound I-70 at the I-71 East Split. This report is sponsored by Off. Off clean feel so you can accessorize with studs and not with mosquitoes. You can wear your classic white crop and flag panel jeans and know that you're covered with 8 hours of not sticky fragrance-free protection. Get your pre-party protection on with Off clean feel. SC Johnson. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
What's Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Hey, weather is unpredictable. So is what comes out of my mouth. You never know what I'm going to say next, but your heating and cooling systems shouldn't be unpredictable. Poppycock. Keep everything running in tip-top shape with my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They'll never try and sell you anything you don't need. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Listen to this show or go to hell. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Thursday. You know, once upon a time on this show, we used to have a segment at the end of the show that corrected everything we said wrong during the show.
Oh, man, I forgot all about that.
We stopped doing that because I don't care. I would like to correct something else. I was wrong about the Joe Burrow home runs, apparently.
Okay.
I was wrong about that. I also earlier apparently said that Tom Cruise was in Legend of the Fall, or Legends of the Fall, whatever. He was not. The movie I was thinking about was Far and Away. That was the movie with him and Nicole Kidman, where they were Irish tenant farmers, and they came to America. Anyway, that's what I was thinking about.
Who's in Far, or the one you mentioned?
Legends of the Fall.
Legends of the Fall.
Now I have no idea. But,
all right.
Stop texting me. I got it. I'm sorry.
I know. It happens. This is what, Brad Pitt is Legends of the Fall. Does that sound right?
All right, here you go. Fine.
That's whatever. Who it was. Yeah.
Pitt?
Tom Cruise, though, was great in Dances with Wolves. Awesome.
No, he was not in that.
Oh, No? Okay. Really enjoyed his performance in Tombstone. Excellent.
Not in that.
Oh, okay. Just going to keep naming things.
Bleacher Report came out with the top 30 greatest college football players of all time. I'm aware it's a dumb list. I'm aware that every other sports radio show in a college football market is talking about this list and dissecting it and saying, can you believe they did that? And I'm going to do the same thing.
But, okay, good.
But here's my whole point with this. Anyway, I'll give you the top 10. Stop me when you want to stop me.
All right.
Number one, or you want to start at 10?
Let's go with 10. Let's 10. Start
Vince
there.
Young, 10.
I mean, sounds like he would be a top 10 player of all time, but let me hear the rest.
And again, this is all time. This is not...
No.
This is not the last 20 years,
yeah,
something like that.
Right.
No, all time. Vince Young, 10. Tim Tebow, 9.
Okay, I believe he could be arguably the greatest of all time, but sure.
Marcus Allen, 8.
All right.
Hopalong Cassidy.
Love that.
7.
A Buckeye up there in the top 10?
Dick Butkus.
Or...
Dick Butka.
Your
number
guy.
6. Barry Sanders, 5. Hugh Greene from Pitt?
Now, I will full disclosures tell you that I did not recognize this name, and I don't
Nasty
remember
Nasty linebacker,
him.
Late 70s.
Right. A little before my time, but I don't recall as much of him at all. But, I mean, they're telling me he's a top 5 player. I'm going to sound like Mike Florio. You're telling me he's a top 5 player? I guess I gotta check that out.
Francesa, not Florio.
What did I say?
Mike Florio.
Mike Francesa is what I meant. Yes, sorry.
Tommy Frazier from Nebraska is 3. Archie is 2. And Herschel Walker is 1. Okay?
I mean, all of those guys in the top 10 could have a case for being the greatest of all time, I guess.
Fine.
Almost all of them.
Here's my problem with this. Is I look down this list. First of all, I hate comparing eras because it's impossible. If you want to do like 20-year chunks or 25-year chunks, that's hard enough. Like, what was it, just last week or the week before? Somebody put out a list of the top quarterbacks since 2000.
Sure.
And even then, you look at the front of that list, the early part of that list, it's hard to compare those guys to what we have currently in 2023 in college football because the game has changed so much. The college football landscape has changed so much. Can I honestly tell you that Hopalong Cassidy is one of the top 10 college football players of all time? No, I can't tell you that. And guess what? Nobody can tell you that. Nobody. But here's my issue with this. If you look on this list, it's pretty much all guys that you've heard of and remember. Most of these guys went on to have significant NFL careers. But if we're really putting together, let's like we have Randy Moss is on this list at number 23. One of the few, if only, really, as I'm looking through this list, non-Power 5 conference schools. He went to Marshall.
Yeah.
He's right on here. Who was that dude from San Diego State? Was it Donnell Pumphrey? He's the all-time college football rushing leader. Teddy, look it up. I think it's Donnell Pumphrey, who had a cup of coffee in the NFL, went on to play in the spring football leagues. No one in college football history has more rushing yards than this guy.
Yeah.
Nobody.
That's a fair point.
Ron Dane, number 2.
Right. And
he's not on this list anywhere in the top 30.
Ron Dane is on the list. He's 24th.
No, I'm not talking about Ron Dane. I'm talking about Donnell Pumphrey.
Donnell Pumphrey. Oh, yeah, okay, sure. I thought you were saying either one of those guys wasn't there. But yeah, Donnell Pumphrey not on the list. If you have Ron Dane on there, I think that would be worth putting him on,
too. And we're talking about a guy who played D1. If you're going to put Randy Moss on this list, he went to Marshall. Are we just ignoring San Diego State like it's not D1 football?
I agree with you on that, too. I'm not sure why that would have been left off, unless they just forgot that he existed and that he had been this good of a player. But then again, you're the one making the list, top 30 of all time.
Look, I know lists are made to be discussed like this, but you look at number 19 on this list, it's Bo Jackson. Fine. Great.
Sure.
Awesome. Number 20 is Orlando Pace. How can you slot Bo Jackson and Orlando Pace on the same list? How can you say those guys are one spot away from each other? They are completely different. How can you judge who was more important?
Well,
who
right.
Who was
and
better?
I, that's the thing, too, with guys like Bo Jackson. I feel like my judgment of his career is based largely on what I remembered of him in his time in the NFL and then his time playing, you know, professional baseball, playing Major League Baseball. So I don't have as good of a memory of just how good he was in college compared to everybody else at the time. But yeah, I mean, I think this entire list is difficult as well, because you have guys like Dave Remington, who they've literally named an offensive lineman award after. And then a couple spots ahead of him, you have Orlando Pace, who you could rename some awards for Orlando Pace, quite honestly, because he was that good. But it's hard to judge because of the different eras they played in. Which one of those guys would you say is better?
It's completely different.
Yeah, it's a tough call.
Again, it's not a terrible list, but so often I read these college football lists, and a lot of the names that are on there are either very fairly recent names or names that went on to have big NFL careers.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
I mean, they do a good amount, though, of putting like Colt McCoy on here and Ricky Williams, just apparently naming Texas guys who didn't have ridiculous enough.
Ignore Ricky Williams. He's third all time in rushing.
Well, sure. Yes. I would think you'd have to have him on the list. But yeah, I know these lists are always difficult. I'm not a huge
Where's
fan
Joe
of these
Germain?
Two. Should be
Joe
on here.
Germain, remember the name.
My guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of all the... I'm looking at all the defensive players they have. Ndamukong Suh on here. Charles Woodson is on here, which makes sense. The guy won a Heisman as a defensive player. Not something that happens every day.
Your Butkus is on here.
Butkus is there, yep, that's it. And then there's probably one or two I'm missing. I'm just saying, this is a heavily offensive, heavily skill position player.
Ndamukong Suh was on here.
Yeah, I said that. But there's...
All right.
I'm saying out of the 30, there's probably less than five defensive players. There's no way that the 30 greatest college football players all just happen to play on offense. You know what I mean? Right. It's probably at least half of them played on defense.
All right, would you rather? You have some would you rather stuff for me?
Yeah, I have plenty for you. Scott says, would you rather have an annual Would you rather have an annual home and home out of conference opponent of quality, like Clemson or Oklahoma, perhaps, where of course there will be some losses over the years? Or play two dog meat automatic wins at home against teams the level of, say, Middle Tennessee and Tulsa. No, give me the home and home, with the good teams.
Especially with the playoffs expanding to 12. I'm not concerned. I'm not worried. This program is one of the best programs in the country. And if you're scared of matching up with other programs you deem to be the best in the country, then I think you're missing out. You're giving your fans nothing to look forward to.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. I think that's something that keeps getting lost a bit in the shuffle of all the college football stuff is, how is this for the fans who are actually going to these games? Because everyone kind of takes the fans for granted that, oh, you'll pay money for name, image, and likeness, and you'll pay rising ticket costs, and if parking sucks, and it's hard to get there, and you'll be fine with any of that. And if we realign all these conferences 18 million times, you'll be fine with that. We put half your games on Peacock. And at some point, there will be fan fatigue where they say, you know what, I actually am not willing to be as invested in this as I used to be, especially since the players can leave whenever they want. There's athletes getting paid left and right. This is more like professional sports. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm for a lot of that. But you do have to acknowledge this is something that fans are losing out on a bit. And if you keep changing it, eventually you're kind of taking fans for granted.
I think you already have fan fatigue. I think when name, image, and likeness started, a lot of these big time programs said, well, we have the biggest fan bases in the world. We don't have to do anything.
Right.
All we have to do is, you know, smile at you and say, hey, give us some money because football team's going to be better. And they thought millions of dollars would just flow right in. And trust me,
there's plenty of money.
They've gotten plenty of money, but I bet you they didn't get as much as they thought. Yep. Now you have collectives that are starting up that are more reward based, where previously the reward was, the more money you donate, the better this team will be, in theory.
That's right. It's your chance to be a part of it.
But now it's, well, donate some money and you get a Zoom call with Ryan Day. Or you get to run on the field for something. They have to entice people even more now to donate the type of money that they're looking for. These sports, and it's not just college football, it's not just the Big Ten or Ohio State, they are taking the fans for granted. I said this with the NFL and flexing Thursday night games.
Yeah.
You know, they're taking the most diehard fan, the one that actually goes out of their way, spends the money, and buys the ticket. I understand what these television rights packages are like. We do the stories. I know the money. But your fans that are in the building, the lifeblood of your product, your P1s, You're essentially saying to him, would you buy tickets for a Sunday at noon or one? It's Thursday now.
Right.
Work it out.
I feel like you can't have, I'm all for players getting paid. I'm one of the proponents of that. But what I'm saying is you've changed a lot on fans. And then if you also give fans, hey, here's Middle Tennessee State as your big non-conference opponent. That's just another thing that is different that doesn't entice fans to come in and pay the exorbitant ticket fees to get in the door. So
people are tired of everything being asked of them.
Yep.
All the time. They just want to enjoy the product. They're tired of it. They're tired of going to the kiosk and automatically just spitting out a request for a tip. They're tired of it.
Yeah, I will.
You take us for granted.
I will say this, though. I get what happens in college sports. It's a two-way street because all the, you know, wow, look at all this money in college sports. Why does it have to be all about the money? Why couldn't it be like it used to be? You know why there's money in the sport? Because we as fans show up for it. And the only way that will change, and I'm not saying this should happen, I'm just pointing out that the money exists because fans exist. When fans go away, when the games become less popular, when more and more fans say, I'm tired of this, or I don't have the time for it, or it's not my thing anymore, then the money will subside. It won't subside overnight, but you will not see coaches making $10 million a year if you get half the numbers on TV that they all currently get now. No way. And the reason that happens is because we support it, and I'm happy to support it. I love this sport. I love watching college sports, college football especially, but we have to acknowledge our role in that, and so do these universities, and they've got to make it good for us that we want to keep coming.
More Would You Rather coming up next, and Greg Norman's out of his mind. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Right lane is blocked off due to an accident on westbound I-70 between West Broad Street and 670. Emergency crews are there on the scene. Also picking up a crash on eastbound US 33 after US 42. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples Print and Marketing Services helps small business print big. Now get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends July 1st. Visit staples.com/printbig for details. This is your sign to try Staples, where your prints are perfect, guaranteed. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Hey, weather is unpredictable. So is what comes out of my mouth. You never know what I'm going to say next, but your heating and cooling systems shouldn't be unpredictable. Poppycock. Keep everything running in tip-top shape with my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They'll never try and sell you anything you don't need. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
No college education, and it shows. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
It is Would You Rather Thursday. Hey, do us all a favor. Check out the podcast of the show.
Yeah.
Wherever you get your podcast, just search Common Man and T-Bone. It's sponsored by our friends Care Heating and Cooling. Every single show comes right to your device, and it's free of charge. And if you're not subscribing to the podcast, you're missing some of the extras that Teddy puts on the podcast feed. And occasionally, we drop a podcast-only show say bad words.
Mm-hmm. Got to do one of those again.
Do it now.
Sometime soon.
Yeah. What was I going to say to you?
I don't remember.
Oh, it's Would You Rather Thursday. I have one from the burner phone here.
Okay.
As soon as I pull it up off the burner phone. It's from Eric. He says, my guys. Wow, this is turning out well. My guys.
Hey, it's Chops.
Thank you. Would you rather for 4 hours smell the armpits of Chris Spielman after he attended an all-day seminar featuring nothing but Northwestern quarterbacks? Or take a transcontinental flight sitting next to Bobby Carpenter after he was a guest judge at a Texas chili cook-off.
Oh.
I'll take the flight.
Really?
Because I can put headphones on and go to sleep. I mean, he can crap his pants and...
You'll smell it, though.
That's... You know, I'm smelling armpits for just 4 hours?
Well, how long is a transcontinental flight?
I guess it's four hours, right? You know, New York to London's what? 6 hours? 5 hours?
You know, I got to be honest. I didn't know what a transcontinental flight was, because I thought that was for, like, New York to L.A. No?
Is it?
Transatlantic would probably be the one that goes to Europe, right?
Oh.
That's how I was thinking, like, go. So it's about like 4 hours either way.
Yeah.
Definite stink from Spielman.
I'll hang out with
Bob. Possible stink from Bob.
Hey, yeah. Everybody.
That's right. I've got one for you.
Yeah.
Phil says, my closet Dr. Pimple Popper lovers.
That's completely wrong.
Would you rather Meat Chicken be undefeated going into the game every year?
Stop. Stop.
Or live in a cul-de-sac with nosy neighbors, Herb Street, Skip Bayless, and a constantly shirtless Yarmo grunting as he practices pickleball against the garage in his driveway.
Undefeated Michigan. Teddy. Ted.
You know
Ted's
this.
Shaking his head over there. No, man, it's wrong choice.
I don't. You can't have Michigan be undefeated every year.
I can't live in the neighborhood with those guys.
I don't want to go outside much anyway,
right? You just said they're nosy neighbors. Florio is constantly looking through my trash.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't know Florio was there.
Florio's not there. It's Herbie, Bayless, and Yarmo.
Oh, you know, who cares? Throw Florio in too.
I actually would want to live in the cul-de-sac just so Michigan can have some losses, just so hopefully they're terrible and they suck again. But I would really get a kick out of Yarmo out there shirtless hitting a pickleball at his garage door. And then on the third day of that, I come out and just see his garage door is just dented all to hell. Because I don't think it works like a tennis ball. I think it's a little more robust.
He just keeps replacing his garage door.
That's right.
He's Yarmo.
Yes, he could get a new garage door every other week.
I put in my own garage door.
Oh, he installs it himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's a handyman. That's good. That's tough to do.
What else? Nothing?
Plenty of them. You've got JPB says, my guys.
Go to hell!
Would you rather one of your favorite sports teams win a championship with you in attendance, or your biggest personal enemy dies in front of you?
Oh, wow. Come on.
I know which one you're picking.
Yeah, oh.
You're picking death every time.
Look, winning a championship, that's fine. The knowledge, you know what? Can we lock eyes, too?
I'm sure you
me
could.
And the enemy?
You could. Well, I mean, you
as
could look at the person.
Sucks out of his body, and does mm-hmm. he know that it's coming from me?
I'm sure you could tell him or her, whoever it is, that's your
I'm
personal
just saying,
number one enemy.
Oh,
I don't
that'd
know.
Be great. Actually, the toughest thing would be
settling on
trying
one.
To narrow down who it would be. That's the toughest
you know
thing.
What? You strike me as the type of guy that would do is you'd have like your list of three or four that you're like, I've thought about this for months. I've got it whittled down to the people I hate the most.
Now go compete.
No. Well, I could see you doing that, but I was thinking then as you're on your way in here one day, as you're still trying to think of this, someone is driving 42 in the left lane next to a semi, and you're like,
switch?
You know, never mind.
That guy.
Them. They're done. They're done. And then you just end it right there.
I don't know anything about them. Could be that, you know.
Yeah, there could be a saint.
Someone's giving birth in the seat next to them, and they're all
matter.
Nervous.
You'd just be like, nope, that's it.
Yeah.
Monet.
What would you pick?
Me?
Yeah.
I'd rather watch my team win a championship.
You would not. You'd kill someone.
I don't want to kill anybody.
You would. You're a liar.
No, that's true.
Again, yesterday you said I want to do a whole show without lying.
All right, fine.
You lied right there.
You know what? There's not money on the line. You're right. I did lie. I will be honest.
I'm just saying, you go out of your way.
I would want to see I would see some enemies die.
You say, yep. I'm the better one here. No, you're not. We're both horrible people, and that's why we work together every single day. Stop it.
I mean, I
and
will
Teddy
say,
would pick death too.
But mine are not like personal enemies. They're like people that I think the whole world would be better if these people weren't there. Be altruistic, Mike. I'm still doing good for humanity. That's what I would do. You would just
Teddy
be selfish.
Teddy would kill Larry Gifford.
Larry Gifford, one that, listen, Ted doesn't hate a lot of people. Ted hates Larry Gifford.
He doesn't bother me at all, though, now. I mean, if this would have been 20 years ago. Yeah.
What about anybody else who worked here?
Like 20 years ago?
Well, not 20, but, you know.
No, I'm not. No.
You wouldn't kill him?
No.
You tell me if TB walked in here right now and looked at you and said, dude, hey, Ted.
I would not do that, no. He has a family.
Hey, first of all, the family left him.
You want some shrimp? You want some gumbo?
Talking about Tom Brady.
Dog slapper.
TB12. His family, yeah, that's right. His family left him. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You got him. What were we talking about?
Oh, I don't know. I teased something.
Who knows?
What did I Oh, Liv. Greg Norman says Liv Golf will live.
Oh.
Rory McIlroy said yesterday that he still hates Liv and he thinks it'll go away and whatever. Liv Golf will not live. I have no evidence. I'm just telling you. Greg Norman has zero influence over anything anymore. No influence. No power. Take your $700 million and go away. Greg Norman was essentially a high-priced prostitute for the Saudis. He's not useful anymore. He's done.
Okay.
No one cares about this. Now we've transformed into, we're going to throw as much money at the wall and we don't care what the hell happens to. Oh, yeah. Now, essentially, we're funding the PGA. And they're not just going to waste money on a product no one cares about.
Right. Now, here's the question I have, because there are people who, you know, these are all unnamed sources, people behind the scenes with Liv who weren't authorized to speak on it, but were in meetings with the guy who runs the funding, the guy who is running
who's now the chairman of this new PGA.
Yes. Right. The Saudi public fund.
Yes.
That guy, they say, when this all was starting, this is back before they'd hired anyone, before Phil came on board, before Greg Norman came on board, he basically came to them and said, this is my life's passion to make this Live Golf thing happen. This was something that he personally said he wanted to see happen and that he believed in, like, with all of his being.
I don't believe it.
Well, I'm just telling you.
I don't believe it. His passion was to be the most influential man in golf.
Oh, but
congratulations, you've done it.
Yeah, I'm saying, but there are other ways to do that, right? He could have easily, you know, bought an apparel company and then done deals with every player in the game, right?
I mean, I'm telling you.
They have $600 billion. They could have done that.
They'll finish out the year, and then they're done.
I'm curious about it, only because it sounds like Rory even was saying, well, as long as that's going away, right? And we've not heard anyone say, oh, yeah, it's done. In fact, the only thing I've heard are little bit of confidence coming from the other side saying, oh, it's still going to happen. We may be allowed to play in each other's tournaments now, but it's still going to be a thing because they say that this is still a passion project for this super rich guy who's in control of all the finances.
If it is a thing, it'll be like the NBA G League.
Yeah, I'm saying it's not going to become bigger than the PGA.
No,
I'm just
no.
saying, I don't think if it doesn't get killed off, it's because they've decided to just keep it going and pop it up.
And if they do keep it going, it's not because Greg Norman has anything to say about it.
I agree with that. Yes, 100%. I'm just saying it might be that this guy just really likes the idea of Live Golf. But other than that, it's not a viable idea.
Would You Rather is coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Center lane blocked off due to an accident southbound I-71 after East Broad Street. Right now, that's got you moving stop and go from I-670. And on westbound I-70 at the I-71 East Split, you'll find an accident off on the left berm. This report is sponsored by Audible. Kickstart your imagination with Audible. Your celebrity and music memoirs, mysteries, true crime, and more. Audible is the home of storytelling. Audiobooks, podcasts, and originals. Sign up for a free trial at audible.com. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I had a little thing at the house recently. I went downstairs in the morning. The furnace was totally dead. Even for a guy that endorses an HVAC company, still made me nervous. How long would it be until I could get someone here? How much is it going to cost me? All the usual questions. Kristen called up Care at 7:55. They were in the house by 9. Problem fixed by 9:45. And it's not because I'm me. They hate me. It's because that's what they do. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Pondering life's stupid questions.
What if C-A-T really spelled dog?
It's time for Would You Rather.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services.
The best Would You Rather, according to us, gets a $50 gift card to Pecan Pennies. Pecan Pennies, your downtown home for barbecue. Bone, are you ready?
I am ready.
Let's go.
Meat Sweat says, my guys.
Annie Hockhausen.
Would you rather at next year's memorial take a stray golf ball to the sack? You don't see it coming, so no time to brace for impact. Or run shirtless across the 18th with Cooch painted on your stomach, but you get schlegeled by Anthony Schlegel.
Oh. Both? That Schlegel doesn't take it easy on me because I know him.
Nope. You are besmirching Jack's place, and he will have none of it. Both get caught in HD and make the rounds on the web. So you're going viral either way. Which one do you want to go viral for?
I'll take the... I have no use for my sack at this point. I'll just take the golf ball to the sacky.
I feel like if the golf ball thing happened, no one would blame you. If you get tackled by Schlegel, you'd have
no
sympathy.
Look at this guy.
Everyone would be like, oh, man, sucks for that guy. But, geez, that's not his fault. He's just standing there.
Plus, Schlegel would break my neck.
I'm saying, like, you'd be in traction either way. But one of them, you could call here and be like, hey, I'm injured. I can't come in. They'd be like, we get it. Take some time off. Schlegel would be like, and you're fired because you're an idiot.
Yes.
Yeah, so that wouldn't be good. Lord Fartbox says, my guys.
Well, I don't like Facebook.
Common Man, this is a scenario for you.
Yes.
Ted puts a Florio article in your show prep. Would you rather be able to legally and brutally murder Ted with no repercussions, and he comes back to life 15 minutes later?
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, like,
I wouldn't want Ted to go away forever, no, but then I get the satisfaction.
You get the satisfaction of murdering him dead, and then he's just 15 minutes later, he's like, hey, man, how's it going? I remember what you did. And then, but he's there. Or every time you swear on air, Herb Street pays the FCC fine with no repercussions for you.
Oh.
Do you know the bill we would run up? Oh my gosh, you could run up a whole thing right there.
As much as I would love to murder Ted sometimes, just have the satisfaction of strangling him to death.
You want
to
murder anyone, really, is what it comes down to.
Oh, making Herbie pay my fines?
Yeah.
And nothing happens to me?
Nothing happens. You're still no consequences. Like
the company has no problem?
No, I guess not. You said no repercussions.
Oh, first of all, I would bankrupt Herbie in 1 3-hour show.
Yep, I would be.
The amount of fines I would rack up and the stuff that I would say.
That show wouldn't make any sense, but yeah, I'm with you.
They may put Herbie in jail.
Yeah.
Not just fine him.
Why are you funding this vocal terrorist on the air? He's the one behind it. He's paying all these fines. Mark says, this one is for Ted. Would you rather take 3 exploding shoe super kicks to the face within 5 seconds, or take a one-winged angel onto a steel chair wrapped in barbed wire?
What is a one-winged angel?
This is all wrestling stuff, I assume.
That's a Kenny Omega move where he kind of puts you up on his shoulders, and then he turns you and kind of brings him down in front of you, like kind of like a pile driver, Falcon Arrow sort of move.
Oof.
It's
onto a steel chair?
Yeah, that would. So you're coming down head first.
All right, what are you taking?
I'll take the exploding super kicks, I think. Yeah, I'll take those.
I like how Tyvus just walked in.
Tyvus
there.
Is in. You're on the air, and Tyvus is just like,
I'm just going to walk in. Light, that on-air light,
I'm just
going to
walk in.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're on the air. That's good. Peyton says, my pickleballers.
I'm not quite sure why I'm here or what I'm doing.
Would you rather be a humpback whale or a walrus? Huh.
Walrus gets hunted, though, right? Humpback whales, no one's hunting that thing, right?
Well, I mean, there's probably something that hunts it, right? I
don't think so.
It's not at the... I don't know. I mean, I don't know, like, how hungry does an orca have to be before it goes after a humpback whale? You know what I mean?
I'm going to look it up.
All right. I think a humpback whale, but I then have to stay in the water and swim around forever. I think I'll go humpback whale for that same reason. I'd rather be larger and not have to worry about as many things. Maybe a squid? I bet there are giant squid that hunt it. Absolutely.
It says predators of humpbacks include killer whales.
Okay.
False killer whales. What the hell does that mean?
Oh.
And large sharks.
Large sharks?
Yeah, so I guess humpback whale, no bueno.
Well, walrus is hunted by things that live in the water, so as long as you don't get in the water too much, Mr. Walrus, I think you're fine.
All right, I'll do that. All walrus, right. Then.
Hubert says, my guys.
A whale's vagina.
Ted gets fired for following portion sizes. Would you rather he be replaced by a stunningly beautiful woman who is horrible at being a producer?
No.
Or the best male producer in the world, but he loves Billy Joel album covers and is the most annoying person you've ever met?
Yes.
Hashtag boom!
First of all, I'm here for the show, okay?
I know.
So if this producer is annoying but makes the show the best it can possibly be, that's what I'm going with.
That's of course
having a beautiful woman would just be a distraction to me every single day. I don't need that.
Yeah, and it would be probably weird too, because despite our best efforts, there would be efforts to just be overly polite. Because I know you and I would feel like weird the whole time and be like, she's way out of all of our leagues. She's obviously not qualified for this job. Someone gave her the job just based on the looks. And I'd be trying to help her like get the job done. That wouldn't be good. I don't think that would work out well. Tyler says, my aluminum foil fools.
Look at my boobies, Jack.
Would you rather have every table you use be a little wobbly?
Oh.
Or every phone call you make have spotty service?
I don't make a lot of phone calls.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't like a wobbly table.
No, wobbly table, I
get very mad about a wobbly table.
Hate it.
Dustin says, my guys.
Oh, I want me some glory hole.
Sorry, Dustin actually said, my Solanas.
Solana.
Would you rather have future... He spelled it S-E-G-G-S sessions, Segs sessions, including solo sessions attended by Rimmer name-dropping his friends.
Hello?
Or have Tito interrupt any and all future conversations with any human being from now until death where he gives his horrible and inaccurate takes.
Rimmer.
Yeah, agreed.
I'll tell you what. I know a guy who really used to bend his stick.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Urban's Little Meyer says, my guys.
They're all going to laugh at you.
In honor of the pimple conversation yesterday, would you rather have every time you have a sexy time with yourself, you throw up?
Jeez.
Or all porn you watch going forward involves pimple popping.
No. You know what? Vomit.
Vomit. Yep.
Put me on the vomit. I'll just bring a bucket with me.
My fart noise poopy peepeers.
Okay. I'm not talking.
That's from Polly Two Shirt. Says, would you rather have to eat a 10-foot tree for $1 million or sleep in the tree for a year for $1 million? No time limit on eating the tree.
Well, I mean, I guess you'd try and eat the tree, right?
Yeah, I mean, could I grind it up in like...
Do I have a Vitamix
put it
with
in,
me?
Yeah, could I put it in like a shake and then just...
He didn't say there's any restrictions.
No, he didn't. So, you know what? That's what I'll do. Darth Sweatervest says, my fake DeMar Hamlins.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All women.
No, do it again.
Oh, my fake DeMar Hamlin.
I would go right for the sack in the middle.
All women have died off. You crave love and affection, and your choices are limited.
I love our listeners, man. I really do.
Would you rather choose your co-host, the sensibly portioned Panama Ted, or third option, meat slap Timmy Hall, as your new life partner?
And we're just together, or we have to do it.
It says you crave love.
What does that mean?
That's what it means.
So we have to do it.
It means you have to do it.
You know what? I'm going to do it with Ted.
Ted. Ted's like, oh man, I don't feel good about this. Like,
well, you know what? Ted, who can I pick that I would feel good about?
No, I'm saying. There's a lot of yes anding that goes on around here with me and Timmy Hall. Ted would be like, oh man, got a headache. Like every day it would be like, I got another massive headache. Nope, can't do it.
You know what it would be? So you'd pick Timmy?
I think I'd pick Timmy, yeah. I mean, I got to be with someone taller than me.
All right, here's what it would be like. You and Timmy.
Yeah.
It's late.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you. Jazzy Jizz Horncamp says, my Jim Abbott cultists.
Oh, yes.
Would I pick Paul Keels? Paul looks like he knows how to please.
Would you rather have your wife sound like Vito Stellino all the time or have your wife sound like Vince McMahon? Hashtag that's the way I like it. I think...
Probably Vito.
I think Vito is the way to go. Vito's safer. Vito just sounds
We still have Vito.
Yeah, play a little Vito.
This is Vito. He was a longtime Jacksonville Jaguar beat guy. And beat I cannot writer. Believe that we used to have a Jags writer on the show.
Yep.
You did. Is there a feeling that there's enough playmakers on the offensive side of the football?
Well, they'd like to think so. I mean, they think, obviously, Maurice Jones-Drew is a 1,000-yard runner. They think if David gets more protection and receivers play better, that the passing game would be better.
That's great. All right. That's what my wife's going to sound like anyway when she's older, probably. She's going to sound like that.
Yeah.
Goalie Tom, this is the last one, says, my degenerates.
It's Division One football!
Would you rather keep Sticker Brad or get Leanna back?
First of all, I'm going to have a party tomorrow when stupid Brad leaves.
Sticker Brad?
What are we talking about?
I mean,
Leanne all day.
I'm going to miss Sticker Brad, but I really miss Leanna.
All right, Pinocchio.
No, I am going to miss Sticker Brad. I'm going to miss like our conversations about national parks. That's the thing I'm going to miss a lot about him. I'm going to miss that.
I wish Tyvus could do like the traffic. I would love to hear Tyvus do an update.
Tyvus would give us great traffic. I feel like he'd be awesome at it. I think Tyvus is a little busy. He's got a lot of things going on right now. A lot of irons in the fire.
No. Still waiting to be invited on his new show that he's got going on.
By the way, do I have to pick a winner for this? Do we have a prize?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tyler is the winner. Tyler Ponder. Congrats, Tyler.
Good job, Tyler.
Could use a little love right now. Mm-hmm. There they are working those balls.
It's a $50 gift card to Pecan Pennies. Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Left lane blocked off due to an accident on northbound I-71 at I-670. Also going to find a disabled vehicle on the left berm on the eastbound north outer belt between Sawmill Road and State Route 315. That's causing some stop-and-go traffic back from US 33. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. Nacho fries just got even better with steak chili verde fries. These fries are packed with grilled steak and covered in spicy verde sauce with kicks of jalapeno and lime. Try them first only at Taco Bell at participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. If you walk into the stores now, they already have summer stuff on the shelves. They want to put you in a warm state of mind or anticipate that vacation to a warm weather climate. Then you walk outside and reality punches you in the sack. We've got a lot of winter left, kids. If your furnace takes a crap, call my guys at Care. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hull. Hello, Timmy.
Oh, you guys. Bone Man, happy Thursday.
I got something for both of you.
Okay.
You know, we have the Manning cast. We have to have the Manning cast for everything.
Yes.
Secondary
Monday Night Football,
broadcast.
Right?
They're doing Manning cast for Formula One racing. Mm-hmm. On ESPN. Did you see this, Bone?
I am very excited about this.
You're excited about this?
Yes. I plan to watch this specifically because of the people that are involved.
The alternate broadcast will be called The Grandstand, and it will feature F1 racer Daniel Ricciardo and celebrity fan Will Arnett.
Yeah. I love Will Arnett. I think he's great. Daniel Ricciardo is hilarious. If you've never... I mean, again, for people who don't follow F1, Daniel Ricciardo is one of the biggest personalities in sport. He is a reserve driver now for a big team.
Mercedes, yeah. I'm surprised he doesn't have things to do during the race.
I'm surprised, too, but...
Usually the reserve drivers are still doing stuff behind the scenes.
Yeah, but it's also like, you know, that's like... I know what you
mean.
So
maybe he could drop out of this broadcast at any moment.
Well, he'd have
like
to.
It's a tentative thing.
Like on a Saturday,
him.
If someone got injured in a crash,
then you're out.
Then he'd have to hop in Sunday, and he wouldn't be on this broadcast. But
yeah,
during the race, I'm guessing like whatever those things are, that's usually for the younger drivers who need to learn how to. Like he's already been up at the highest level. I'm saying though, auto racing. Now again, this is some scratching me where I itch. Auto racing is one of those sports where I feel like it lends itself a lot more to a broadcast where you're just kind of chattering over what's happening.
I agree
because. If you watch some of these broadcasts, you watch a NASCAR broadcast now on Fox, they will be doing this during the race. So they're like, yeah, so anyway, I was talking to this. And they just go off on a story for 20 minutes, and you'll see a guy pass for the lead, get passed back. They wouldn't even mention it. They wouldn't even, like, talk about it. This seems like something that could be a lot of fun. And I know this is how a lot of people actually watch auto racing, because when I get together with my buddies, the Dick Trickle Racing Group, when we all hang out, this is exactly what we do. We sit around, we poke fun, we make fun of things, we laugh, we have fun. That's what I want. I think that's a good broadcast.
They're going to do this for three races, Canadian Grand Prix, the United States Grand Prix in Austin, and the Las Vegas Grand Prix in November.
So the North American ones.
The Vegas Grand Prix, which is going to be at like 10 o'clock at night, right?
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. What time do the other ones run?
Canada, mid-afternoon.
About 2:30.
Yeah, they should be 2 or 3. Yep.
And I have the big race on ABC, and then this will be on ESPN, too.
I know the appeal, especially for you, Mike. You're like me, where you love morning sports.
I love it.
Yes. That's why I like, and maybe this is why I'm a bit more grouchy today, because I didn't get on my usual routine and watch some Thursday and Friday morning golf. The Canadian Open is going on right now, so that's happening today, and... I've told you how I kind of get into the golf tournaments by enjoying some alone time on the couch, 7 a.m., 8 a.m., whatever, because they go off pretty early. Sip the coffee, watch some live sports, golfers I like.
Something just for you.
What for me?
My father-in-law is golfing in Scotland.
Oh, my God.
And I said
to him... He's in Scotland running around with my parents out there?
Oh, are they in Scotland, too?
Oh, yeah. They're there.
I asked my father, I said, what's the weather there today? 52. And cloudy. Paradise. Paradise.
Was he frigid? I'm assuming he went out there to play St. Andrews and
he's doing St. Andrews. He was at the course for the Scottish Open.
Renaissance?
Renaissance, yeah.
Wow. That's see that what I learned when I was out there, if I'm going to put together my dream golf trip, which will happen at some point to go back there for not a family trip, but to play golf, St. Andrews is St. Andrews. Like that has to be done. But when you fly into the big city out there, which is Edinburgh, you only have to go about 20 minutes to the east. And there's this spot of land on the coast where there's 21 golf courses in a 30-mile stretch.
Wow.
It's just Jeez. Paradise.
Like a golfer's paradise.
They
right
call
there.
It the Gulf Coast.
All right.
That's what they nickname it out there.
All right. That's I'll give them a hat tip
it's
for cleverness.
Amazing. The Scottish Open course last year is North Berwick, a very famous track. I know some guys in town that have played it. It's right there, too.
All right. Coming up on the Buckeye Show, what do you got?
Oh, the schedule. First 30, 45 minutes on this crazy stuff today with the schedule and the format and the... It's like an insurance plan, the name of it, the Flex Protect Plus or whatever that the Big Ten is calling it. Lots of breakdown on that. Tyvus is here for the full 2 hours.
Timmy and Tyvus, top of the hour right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
The Back Page
with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone.
Well, man, Michael Schur, who is one of the people who created the good... He's the guy who created the Good Place series, but he also wrote for The Office and had a lot to do with that show, among others. He was in charge of an HBO or Max series that was going to be a reboot of The Field of Dreams. They were going to make this series.
What?
Oh, it's going to be a series. Yeah, not a movie, a series. And it has now come out that that has been abandoned. They have decided not to do that deep into pre-production. However, part of the problem is they actually went out and built like another Field of Dreams specifically for this thing to be shot in. And now that's going to have to be abandoned.
Where did they build it?
In Iowa.
Oh.
I don't know if it's the same. I don't know if they just redid the
Panama place. City, Florida.
Yeah.
Scotland.
Right. That's good.
All right. Buckeye Show's next. We will have the Panthers and the Knights game 3 at 8 o'clock. And we'll see you tomorrow for a big Sweatpants Friday show. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Two lanes are blocked due to an accident on northbound I-71 at I-670. Police are there on the scene. Traffic only getting by using the right lane at the moment. And on eastbound I-70, an accident is off on the left berm before State Route 37. This report is sponsored by Raid Light Trap. The new Raid Essentials Light Trap uses light to attract, then trap flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes, turning your home into restricted airspace. For insecticide-free protection that's people and pet-friendly, get new Raid Essentials Light Trap. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
Bring that big bet energy this summer with Superbook Sports. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966. Tonight, we have Game 3 in the Stanley Cup Final as the series moves to Florida. The Panthers are minus 120 to win Game 3, and the Golden Knights are plus 104. The Knights are a big favorite in the series, with the series price at minus 550 to the Panthers plus 425. For your Superbook Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Hey, weather is unpredictable. So is what comes out of my mouth. You never know what I'm going to say next, but your heating and cooling systems shouldn't be unpredictable. Poppycock. Keep everything running in tip-top shape with my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They'll never try and sell you anything you don't need. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
The Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus, The Fan.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. We should sell shares of this show. Ownership shares
of
this show.
But you have no say in it?
No, you have no say in it.
All right.
But we can print out a little certificate. You can hang it on your wall.
Oh, I think that'd be great.
I own a piece of Man and Bone.
Actually, here's what I'll take it a step further. Why sell stock? We will sell off paper representations of our body parts. Not like, I don't mean they'll be in the shape of the body part, unless you want that. But I just mean like, I will give you a share. It'll be worth a lot, but you can buy one of my feet. You're not actually going to have, like the Packers, you have no voting power over what I do with my feet or my eyeballs or anything like that. But if you want to be like the owner of my eyeballs in name only, only on a piece of paper.
I'll do better than that.
I'll sell all that off.
I'll do
care.
Better than that. I'll give you a certificate that says you own a piece of me. And in the envelope, I will give you a short and curly with the DNA bulb attached. I will yank it out. And put it in there.
What do you mean the DNA? Well, you know, what does that even mean?
There's a little bulb on the end of it, whatever
that's
the hell they call that.
DNA bulb?
Well, whatever the hell that little flesh bulb is.
You think that's where the DNA is on your hair?
I'm just saying.
It's like an onion? It's at the end?
You have a share. Bulb? You have a share of me, and if you have the ability, you could clone me with the little DNA bulb that I give you. And I could just be in your home. The clone version of me doing the show.
I like to picture somebody chopping up your DNA bulbs to then throw in a nice salad or maybe into some kind of sauce they're making.
Like
add some
it's
flavor.
Like the,
it's like an onion.
The pube onion. Because yeah, it's right. Below the surface. You harvest it. It's below the surface. Maybe a turnip. A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.